Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 2025 annual business meeting of Blind Information Technology Specialists. My name is Jeff Bishop. I'm president of BITS, and we're here tonight to celebrate a lot of things tonight. We're going to hear from some special guests. I have a report to share with all of you, and we'll wrap things up with some committee reports as well as taking nominations from the floor and giving all of you an opportunity to go out to the website and cast your ballot. And we'll talk more about that process a little bit later on in the evening. I want to first thank all of the volunteers who are here tonight, Chanel and Larry and Karen and all the other people who are helping make sure that this event just runs like a spinning top. And I loved tops when I was a kid when I was growing up. Okay, we have 43 items on the agenda tonight. At least that's how many lines are in my agenda here in a file. So let's just start moving through here. I'm going to call on the secretary here, and she'll talk about how we're going to handle the roll call for the meeting. Robin?
Good evening, everybody. The roll call will be generated from the meeting participants and other documents.
Right. Okay. So everybody who is here will be represented. We'll include the people who register for the event as well. And as much as Robin has done in the past, you'll see that again mimicked. I have distributed the agenda.
I so move.
Okay. And second. Do we? Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. Any discussion from anyone here? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call for the nays, because that way if nobody raises their hand, then we know that it's been adopted. So is anyone objecting to the current presentation of the agenda as circulated? And that includes all people that are involved, because this is an annual meeting, meaning all members can vote.
Okay? Jeff, why don't we use hand raises if they're opposed? That would be easier that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what he said. Yeah. And there are none.
Okay, there are none. Great. So I will assume that the agenda has been adopted. And I'm going to do the same here for the...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just asking who seconded, please.
Let's see. It was Brad and David.
David.
Yeah. Thank you.
We distributed the 2024 annual business meeting minutes to all of you in the board packet, excluding the committee chair reports. If people really need to see that, the packet was already 66 pages. I didn't think you would want to send another 30 pages along with it tonight. So in trying to not cut down too many trees, although virtual, I guess, would like to ask for someone to move adoption of the 2024 annual business meeting minutes to be adopted by the membership.
I'll move.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give that to David. And Brad.
I'll second.
Okay, very good. And Brad. And we will do the same here. If anyone objects to the minutes, then please raise your hand and we will call on you for any potential comments that you may have. Any hands?
No hands.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We're moving right along here tonight. Next, we're going to hear from the treasurer. She's going to give us the preliminary, because of course 2025 is not done, and we suspect that the revenue side of our balance sheet will look entirely different coming up here in about 2 weeks. So I'm going to hand things over to Diane, who is going to walk us through that process. Diane?
I'm sorry, I was trying to bring up my treasurer's report. So what process am I walking us through?
We're here now for the 2025 preliminary treasurer's report.
Okay.
Do you want Michael to read it?
I can't
you?
Get it up. Yeah, Michael, you maybe need to take it over.
No worries. I will do my best, and hopefully I won't stumble through too much. This is from January 1st through November 30th, 2025. Checking beginning balance is $44,000. $54.19. Credits, 7 deposits from PayPal account, and that is $6,097.12. ACB MMS donations plus convention receipts is $3,327.75. Convention reception proceeds is $480. Proceeds from Terry Lynn fundraiser, $75. Stripe deposits, $23,772.58. Five regular member dues, membership payments is $100. Two Bits Life membership payments, $400. Donations to Bits, $575. Amazon.com refund for Echo Show not received, $266.24. Microsoft Office 365 refund, $249.78. Return of ACB convention reimbursements from PayPal, $1,200. Total credits, $36,593.90. Debits. Transfer to savings, minus $34,000. Yearly ACB affiliate dues remittance, minus $3,125. Numa Solutions / RIM subscription, 1 year, minus $6,000, asterisk one. Convention reimbursements sent to PayPal, minus $4,418.41. Amazon.com Echo Show, Echo Show 10 for ACB Summer Auction is minus $266.24. Amazon.com replacement of Echo Show ACB Summer Auction is minus $280.23. Amazon.com, two $150 gift cards for Bits what? Reception.
Was yeah? it $150 or $250?
It is $250. Thank you, Diane. Yep. Amazon.com, two $250 gift cards for Bits reception at ACB, minus $500. Paid memberships pro / life membership, minus $1,701. Namecheap.com / bitsusers.com and bitsusers.org purchases, minus $19.12. Namecheap.com / domain reactivation, bits-acb.org, minus $15.16. Namecheap.com / domain renewal, bits-acb.org, 9 years, minus $136.44. Namecheap.com / domain renewal. Joinbits.org, 9 years, minus $136.44. Namecheap.com / possible overcharge, minus $136.44. Microsoft / 10 monthly subscriptions for Office 365 for Business, minus $470. Microsoft Azure Cloud Storage for app development, for apps developed by Bits, minus $32.58. Payment to ACB Table at Nebraska Convention, $40. Registration for Bits Exhibit Table at 2025 National Convention, minus $200. Bits Reception Entertainment plus fee, minus $514.80. Donation to American Red Cross Disaster Relief plus processing, minus $205. Yearly groups.io premium list administration plan, and that is minus $200.
$240.
It is. I see 220 here, actually.
Or 220. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't 200.
Yep. Zoom monthly subscription payment, slash increased meeting size to 500 participant minus $741.89. Three additional Zoom licenses. Sorry, voiceover is talking to me too. Minus $243.19. Send WP subscription for web email is minus $63. Twilio.co slash SendGrid for web email, minus $59.85. WordPress renewal slash web hosting 2 years, minus $455. Techopolis Online Solutions slash Bitcoins for ACB convention, minus $200. Reimbursement to Jeff Bishop for refund to Brian Harchin for AI class, minus $52.50. AI course reimbursement, minus $3,719.39. DC Corporation filing fee, 2 years, $80. DC DLCP good standing certificate for investment accounts, minus $40. Dropbox annual subscription slash increase to 2 terabytes storage, $119.88. Import corporate registration fee, 1 year is minus $129. Donation to NV Access for NVDA training material, minus $1,000. Total debits, $59,320.60. Ending balance, $21,327.49. PayPal, beginning balance, $595.94. Credits, 100 regular member dues payments, $2,000. 18 Bits Life member payments, $3,600. 42 Black Friday Bits member life payments, $4,200. 10 Black Friday International Life member payments, $1,000. 1 International Gift Bits Life membership, $200. 17 International memberships, $350. 3 regular gift memberships, $60. Sales proceeds from Blind Girl Designs, $371 even. AI course registration, $55. Bank deposits for AI course reimbursements, $6,940.30. Canceled reimbursement, $250. 3 travel reimbursement transferred from checking, $750. 1 credit card deposit slash Bits reception entertainment PayPal plus PayPal fee, $514.80. Transfer from checking for NV Access contribution, $1,000. Total credits is $21,296.10. Debits. PayPal fees minus $365.17, asterisk 3. Disbursements to checking minus $6,097.12. 3 travel reimbursements sent to recipients, minus $750. Reimbursement to Michael Babcock for 6-1 Get Bit 6 credits was minus $15. Canceled reimbursement is minus $250. Refund of overpaid Bits Life membership, minus $200. Board approved reimbursement to Kayla Bentis for RIM subscription, minus $211. BITS Convention Reception and Entertainment, $500. Reimbursements to BITS Course AI and staff, minus $7,690.30. Donation to NV Access for NVDA training material, minus $1,000. Total debits is $17,078.59. Ending balance is $4,813.45. Asterisk. It says asterisk one. Stripe, December 25th, 2024 through November 24th, 2025. Beginning balance is $0. 272 regular members dues payments, $5,456.00. 24 international regular member dues payments is $480. 50 BITS Life member dues payments is $10,000. 3 international life member dues payments, $600. 3 discounted BITS Life member dues payments, $201.36. 7 ACB Life members payments, $105. 11 student members payments, $110. 1 junior members payment dues payments, $5. 2 partial dues payments, $30. Gift member payments, $520. Donations to BITS, $85. 136 AI course / US $6,800. 19 AI course members payments international, $950. Total credits, $25,362.37. Debits, post-payment invoices and billing usage fees, minus $92.96. Stripe fees, minus $926.83. Bank deposits, minus $23,772.58. Membership refunds, minus $220. AI course refunds, minus $350. Total debit, $25,362.37. Ending balance, $0. Microsoft grant. Beginning balance, $25,000. Credits, no credits. Total credits, $0. Debit, Numa Solutions / RIM 1-year subscription, minus $6,000. AI course reimbursements, minus $6,000. Total debits, minus $12,000. Ending balance is $13,000. Savings, beginning balance, $37,131.32. Credits, transfer from checking, $34,000. Interest, $5.48. Total credits, $34,005.48. Debits, no debits. Total debits, zero debits. Ending balance is $71,136.80. Total all accounts, and it says 1125 is $85,672.60. And then 1130/2025 is $97,877.74. Net gain / loss plus $12,205.14. And then it has asterisks here. I think if people have more information or questions, they can email Diane.
Yeah, they can email. Yeah. Perfect. And we do not. Thank you very much, Michael. And we do not need to vote on this. This is a preliminary report. And Diane will work on finalizing 2025 during January after the books close. Right, Diane?
Yes. Yeah, we have to wait for the December data to come in. There is a The PayPal ending balance is off by $10. It's $10 too low, right. And I've not been able to find the error yet.
We'll figure it out.
We'll look for it.
That's why it's preliminary. Okay.
Yes.
So we'll get it all fixed up. Okay. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Michael, so very much. Chanel?
Yes.
Is Mr. McCann with us this evening?
He is.
Okay. I will be calling on John after the presidential report. So if we can be prepared for that, that would be great. Giving John a little bit of a warning there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please sit back and relax. This is not really me. This is AI me. And it's a little easier to do it this way. So this is the presidential report for from the last annual meeting until now. It's got a lot of really interesting things to celebrate in it. But mostly it's a celebration of each and every one of you. And so if you want to run and grab a drink or something, to bring me along with you, we're going to get started with it now. So Brad, take it away.
All right, here we go.
Good evening, dear friends. It is truly wonderful to be with all of you tonight. Before we begin with the formal updates, the accomplishments, and the business of this meeting, I want to begin in the only place that truly makes sense for bits. I want to begin with the people. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to open with just a little warmth, and maybe even a touch of humor, because this is who we are. Tonight, unlike so many digital experiences, I promise you that you will not have to fill out a form to access this report. You will not have to press 1 for membership updates. You will not have to press 2 for training highlights. And you will not have to wait on hold while music loops endlessly in the background. And absolutely no one will ask you to solve a CAPTCHA to prove you are not a robot. Tonight, you get the real, human, unfiltered Jeff Bishop. And if that becomes too much, don't worry, we have mentors available. But humor aside, this really is where the heart of Bits lives. Not in the tools, not in the technology, not in the programs or the platforms. It lives in the people who show up for one another. People who ask questions and offer guidance. People who teach, who learn, who mentor, and who encourage. People who come together because they care. Bits is powered by people. People who love technology. People who wrestle with technology, and people who sometimes threaten to unplug all the technology and take up gardening instead. So before anything else tonight, let me say this from the heart. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for being the heartbeat of this organization. Everything we accomplished this year has been in service of one simple truth. Empowerment begins with people. Belonging begins with people. Community begins with people. And that is where our story tonight must begin. In memoriam. Before we celebrate what we have built together, we take a moment to honor members of our extended family whose lives made ours richer and whose absence we feel deeply. Tonight, we remember Denise Marie Colley. Denise was more than a leader. She was a force, a principled advocate, a brilliant voice, and a mentor who lifted others with generosity, kindness, and conviction. Her decades of service shaped policy, strengthened organizations, and empowered countless individuals across the blind and low-vision community. Denise understood that real change happens not only through systems, but through people, through relationships, patience, and compassion. Her influence was powerful. Her legacy continues to guide us, and we hold her family in our hearts tonight. We also remember Vicki Lynn Ratcliffe. Vicki brought warmth wherever she went. She encouraged others, supported others, and made space for others. Her life was filled with creativity, resilience, and service. She reminded us that kindness is powerful and that community is built one caring act at a time. This past Monday, the ACB community was saddened to learn of the passing of Teresa Petrie of Jacksonville, Arkansas, on Saturday, December 6th, from a massive heart attack. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced, And, as no obituary is presently available, John McCann is writing to share some brief personal reflections. In the spring of 2012, the Arkansas affiliate was experiencing some challenges, and I was invited to present at their annual meeting. It was in that setting that I was introduced to Teresa, and while we didn't interact much during the annual meeting itself, I did get to spend some time with her on the evening's dinner cruise. I know that Teresa was very involved with ACB of Arkansas, but I don't have any of the particulars. I'm sure those who do will be sharing their remembrances and condolences in the days ahead. During the dinner cruise, the topic of religion came up somehow, and after discovering that Teresa and I were both practicing Catholics, we enjoyed an engaging discussion about our faith and the role it played in our lives. Teresa was a regular communicant at Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish, where I'm fairly sure her funeral mass will be said. Given her faith commitment, I'm sure she's with the Lord now, and I trust that that knowledge will comfort her husband and all that had the pleasure of knowing her. Thank you, John, for your thoughtful comments. We honor Teresa, Vicky, and Denise, and we hold close the families who loved them. Their stories remain part of ours. Their legacy lives on in the work we continue together. Welcoming our new and returning members. This year, something truly extraordinary happened. More than 310 individuals became life members of BITS. 310 people who said, "BITS matters. I believe in this mission, and I want to help build its future." To our new members, to those returning, and to those who have stood with us for years, welcome. Thank you for choosing this community. Thank you for strengthening this mission, and thank you for becoming part of the BITS family. Recognizing a legacy of leadership, John McCann. Tonight, we also honor a man who has shaped the very character and stability of this organization for decades. John McCann has served BITS with wisdom, integrity, humility, and an unwavering love for this community. He has guided our financial stewardship. He has strengthened our membership efforts. He has supported committees, programs, and leadership transitions. And this year, John transitions off the BITS board. But hear this clearly. John is not leaving BITS. He is not stepping away from the mission. He is not disappearing. John will continue to support membership, a role close to his heart and central to our growth. John, we thank you. We honor you. We respect you deeply, and we are grateful that you will continue walking beside us. Our mission, technology as a bridge, not a barrier. There is a moment in history I often think about. A moment when people dared to build what the world said could not be built. Before the Golden Gate Bridge existed, the experts declared it impossible. The winds were too fierce. The waters were too deep. The engineering was too ambitious. People shook their heads. They said the dream was too big, too bold, too unrealistic. And yet, ordinary workers, immigrants, engineers, designers, and dreamers came together anyway, piece by piece, bolt by bolt, step by careful step. They built something the world had never seen, not because it was easy, not because success was guaranteed, but because together they believed in something larger than themselves. And it stands today, not just as a landmark, but as a symbol of connection. A bridge reaching across distance, across possibility, across a world that desperately needed connection. When I see our own BITS bridge and globe, our emblem, our identity, the symbol of who we are, I am reminded of that same truth. We too are bridge builders. We too are globe shapers. We too connect people to opportunity, to community, and to one another. With that spirit in mind, let's talk about the mission of this organization. BITS exists to empower blind and visually impaired individuals through learning, mentorship, leadership, and collaboration. We meet people where they are. We walk beside them. We help uncover and grow their strengths. We build bridges, never barriers. Technology is not our mission. People are our mission. Technology is simply one of the tools that helps lift people up. Our core values. Bridge. Our values guide everything we do. Belonging. Respect. inclusion, development, growth, empowerment. Members have also shared thoughtful observations this year that our bridge graphic should better match its acronym and that our globe logo deserves greater visibility. We will revisit our visual identity to ensure what we display outwardly reflects the values we uphold inwardly. Alignment with ACB values. Our work aligns deeply with ACB's commitments to dignity, respect, inclusion, and equal access. But alignment is only the beginning. We must nurture our culture intentionally to ensure every member feels welcomed, valued, and safe. This is our family, and families look out for one another. A culture of possibility. At the heart of BITS lies a simple truth. We are driven not by limitations, but by possibilities. We do not gatekeep expertise. We do not expect perfection. We do not preach from a distance. We teach. We encourage. We mentor. We believe in one another. Every question asked, every answer offered, every brave first step, these moments fuel empowerment. This culture belongs to every one of you. Identity and the future of our name. Our current name, Blind Information Technology Specialists, has served us well, but for some, the word specialists suggests you must be an expert before you belong. That is not who we are. This year, you will have the opportunity to vote on a proposed new name, Blind Information Technology Solutions. Still BITS. Still ours. Still honoring our history while embracing our future. This name reflects what we truly do. We help people discover solutions. We help people grow their skills. We help people become specialists in their own way and on their own timeline with encouragement and support. As we consider this evolution, we will also revisit our visual identity, including the bridge graphic and the globe. A reflective moment. As we begin to talk about accomplishments, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the journey we have shared this past year. A year of growth, a year of learning, a year of lifting one another up, a year of standing together as a family, each of us adding our own beam, our own cable, our own support to the bridge we are building across the globe. This is our moment to pause, to breathe, to honor the challenges we faced and the victories we achieved, and to remember that everything we built together. Strengthening our educational mission. Education has always been a defining pillar of BITS. But this year, under the leadership of Tyson Ernst, our programs gained clarity, structure, and renewed momentum. More importantly, learning became a place of community, courage, and possibility. This was truly a year of awesome learning. HTML and WordPress. Our HTML and WordPress course did far more than teach code. It opened doors. Members who wondered whether web development was for them found confidence, creativity, and skill. And the learning didn't end when the class did. A community-led study group formed naturally, proof that empowerment continues long after the final lesson. We offer special thanks to John Carson for helping sustain this momentum. Summer AI training with more than 200 participants. More than 200 individuals came together this summer to explore the frontier of accessible artificial intelligence. And then came the moment none of us will forget. We built a members app live during the session. It wasn't scripted. It wasn't polished. It was real collaboration happening in real time. It was the fullest expression of what BITS is all about. A community learning together. A community creating together. A community believing in one another. The convention volunteers, the friendships, the puppies, and the Microsoft team. But there is something else about that AI course. Something deeply human that must be spoken aloud. That course succeeded not only because of great content, but because of people. Our IT committee worked tirelessly before and during the convention, coordinating logistics, supporting instruction, and ensuring everything ran smoothly and professionally. Our spouses supported us, cheering us on, giving us space to prepare, and being the steady foundation that makes work like this possible. And yes, even our puppies played their part, lifting spirits, keeping us grounded, and adding joy during long nights of preparation. BITS was not just a community at that convention, it was a family. And we did not shine alone. We were joined by leaders from Microsoft who helped kick off the AI course and taught meaningful strategies for Office 365 engagement. They grounded us in the message that guides their work every day, empowering every person to achieve more. In that room, it wasn't a slogan, it was alive. We saw members discovering possibility in real time. That experience, the volunteers, the friendships, the teamwork, the partnership, stands as one of the most beautiful examples of who BITS is when we come together with purpose. Convention partnerships and expanded access. Our virtual classes extended far beyond our affiliate, reaching members worldwide. We extend deep gratitude to Brian Harchin for his partnership through presentations, extended demonstration licenses, and continued support. These sessions expanded access to tools and learning that might otherwise have felt out of reach. Visual Studio Code 4-Hour Immersion. Our 4-hour deep dive into Visual Studio Code sparked a movement. From that single session grew a dedicated support email list, a year-long daily tip series, and a wave of confidence across our membership. People didn't just learn VS Code, they embraced it, they claimed it, they made it their own. Fall training, NVDA, Google Suite, Google Classroom. As fall arrived, we expanded our focus into NVDA, Google Suite, and Google Classroom. Each training prepared members for collaboration, work, education, and the increasingly digital world around us. Every session reaffirmed that we learn best by learning together, listening to our learners. Education is not something we deliver, it is something we build with our members. In the coming year, we will begin gathering feedback after each class to better understand what supports learning, what challenges, and what members need next. Not as evaluation, but as collaboration. Not to measure performance, but to honor experience. When members share their stories, we learn how to serve better, and we grow together. Technology, transformation, and the power of infrastructure. This year, our IT committee became one of the strongest engines driving BITS forward. Their work didn't always make headlines. It didn't always appear on the front page. But it reshaped how we learn, how we communicate, how we collaborate, and how we show up in the world. We rolled out Microsoft Office 365, not as a simple email migration, but as a major step towards stability, professionalism, and accessibility. We unified our calendars, we secured our documents, we created shared workspaces that allow us to operate like the modern, forward-thinking organization we are becoming. We also introduced Google Classroom to support our rapidly expanding training programs. For the first time, BITS has a true digital classroom, a structured, consistent, accessible place where learning can flourish. It's a foundation that will support our students and instructors for years to come. And then there is the BITS users domain, our bold new identity and a clear statement of purpose. This brand centers the truth we live by, that BITS exists to serve users, learners, builders, explorers, professionals, and hobbyists alike. This gives us a stronger voice, a clearer mission. A home that reflects who we are and who we are becoming. Behind all of this, our IT committee built modern infrastructure, systems that strengthened our reliability, improved our security, enhanced our backups, and gave us the confidence to grow without fear of losing stability. This work was not just technical, It was cultural. It was organizational. It was transformational. And if we were to capture all of this in one word that reflects the tools, the systems, and the people behind them, that word would be empowerment. Because every platform we launched, every workflow we refined, every system we modernized was rooted in a simple belief. When we build strong infrastructure, we build strong people. And when we build strong people, we build a strong future for Bits. Mentoring, empowering through connection. Under the leadership of Marcy Duty, our mentoring efforts grew stronger and more deeply connected. Ask Bits, our bi-weekly support forum, has become a vibrant space for shared problem solving and guidance. As Bits continues to grow and deepen its impact, the way we communicate must reflect the values that define us. We now maintain a wide constellation of email lists. These lists support leadership, learning, collaboration, and the everyday conversations that make our community strong. But with growth comes opportunity. Opportunity to bring greater clarity, greater intention, and a stronger sense of unity to how people seek guidance and how we respond. The creation of Ask at bits-acb.org, along with the transformation of our mentoring list into Ask at bits.groups.io, is more than just a technical change. It is a renewed commitment to mentorship as a core pillar of who we are. With this alignment, anyone in the broader community now has a clear doorway to reach our volunteer mentors. And our members gain something even more powerful, a supportive, collaborative space where mentors and peers come together to learn, to problem solve, and to lift one another up. This is Bits at its best, meeting people where they are, shining a light forward, and ensuring that no one walks their technology journey alone. This year, we invested $6,000 for a year-long RIM subscription and $1,000 to support NV Access. Mentorship is not just a service. It is a culture. It is a belief that knowledge grows when shared and that leaders are born from encouragement and trust. Growing and supporting our community. Bits has grown in number, but more importantly, in spirit. Every class, every welcome email, every volunteer act, every encouraging word strengthens the bridge between us. We are not just an affiliate. We are a community, a family, a gathering of people who choose to help one another thrive. That is what makes Bits extraordinary. Affiliate outreach. Our reach this year extended far beyond our own programs. One of the most precious things I experienced this year was the opportunity to visit three ACB affiliates, Oregon, Nebraska, and Florida, where we were able to bring the light of Bits to their communities and their programs. Those visits reminded me of just how far our message of empowerment can travel when we carry it together. And it did not stop there. The Bits family and our leadership team represented us proudly at conferences across the country, including the VR8 conference in Arizona, where Michael Babcock, Karen Hughes, and many others picked up an oar and rowed with purpose. They stood up, leaned in, and boldly represented who we are, a community that shows up for each other and for the movement we believe in. Innovation, tools, and accessibility. Innovation is part of who we are. This year, our members contributed to accessibility tools, AI-driven utilities, VS Code enhancements, audio conversion workflows, custom scripting, automation projects, and training materials used around the world. Bits is becoming known not only for what we learn, but for what we create. Impactful partnerships through Project Empower. Our long-standing collaborations with Bookshare, NLS, Perkins, APH, Microsoft, and others laid the foundation for powerful new work this year. Microsoft's International Day of Persons with Disabilities article featured Bits prominently. As I wrote in that article, true empowerment happens when the voices of blind and low vision professionals help guide the future of technology. The improvements in Narrator and Microsoft 365 demonstrate the power of designing with the community, ensuring that accessibility is not an upgrade, but a foundation for how everyone works and learns. For the first time, Bits members contributing to Project Empower are on the verge of receiving financial compensation. It was recognition of the professional value of lived experience. Our partnership with ACB National remains central, supportive, and deeply appreciated. The future of BITS, who we are becoming. Looking at all we accomplished this year, one thing is abundantly clear. Our greatest work still lies ahead. Possibility requires courage. It requires unity. It requires imagination. And we are ready. Beyond affiliations. Though we are proudly affiliated with ACB, our identity is defined by leadership, innovation, compassion, service, and community. BITS is driven by solutions, not politics, by empowerment, not hierarchy, by service, not status. Youth and families. Our long-term vision must include engagement with youth, support for families, early exposure to technology, and leadership development. We will need champions for years to come, and I am confident they are among us tonight. Listening as leadership. Listening is foundational to good leadership and to strong community. We listen not just to respond, but to understand, to support, to learn, and to grow. Your voice shapes the future of BITS. Your ideas, your dreams, your challenges, and your vision guide us forward. Gratitude. To the board, to our volunteers, to our instructors, our partners, our donors, and every member who shares their time, their skill, and their heart. Thank you. You are the light of this organization. You are the force behind its progress. You are the reason it thrives. Where we're going next year: learning, innovation, and change. As we look toward the coming year, we are stepping into a season of learning that is deeper, more mature, and more ambitious than anything we have done before. We will kick off the year with an expanded Python programming course, a course designed not just to teach concepts, but to transform learners into creators. This will be Python at the next level, creating applications, building tools, and developing real solutions that serve not only your own use cases, but the needs of our community at large. A major part of this journey will include NVDA extension development, giving our learners the skills to shape the tools they rely on every day. And yes, we will sprinkle in a little magic along the way, powered by AI and rooted in real-world accessibility. But as we grow, we must also remember something essential. Not everyone comes to BITS to become a software developer, and that is not what we expect. We meet people where they are, because your path, your goals, your pace, and your relationship with technology are all worthy of attention, support, and respect. Next year's education will reflect that commitment. We are reshaping our programs so that every member, no matter their background, experience, or comfort level, has a place to learn, a place to grow, and a place to belong. We also want to empower you to take chances, to stretch into new territory, to build opportunities you may not have seen for yourself before. Our courses are not just classes, they are launch pads. Behind the scenes, our development teams continue to advance several transformative projects. BITS Whisperer, our framework for converting audio into clean, accessible transcripts, will reach completion. We are also finalizing BITS Accessible Forms, a powerful tool that will revolutionize accessible form creation in WordPress. And yes, we are also building a remarkably cool automation tool to streamline file movement and orchestrate workflows that save time and spark creativity. But perhaps the boldest step of all? Next year, we aim to release the first ever BITS-empowered iPhone app. An app designed specifically for our community. An app that brings BITS to your fingertips, with direct access to resources, easy account management, notifications, one-tap event access, and a seamless experience that travels with you. We have stories to share, education to deliver, and connection to deepen. This app will make that possible in a modern, accessible, beautifully integrated way. So yes, we are putting on our product management hats and stepping boldly into the next chapter of what BITS can become. Because our landscape is evolving, our community is evolving, and BITS is evolving right alongside it, building, dreaming, innovating, and creating the future with you, keeping the family united in purpose. As we reflect on everything we have accomplished together, I am reminded once again that BITS is, at its heart, a family. A family where every voice matters, every contribution matters, and every person shapes who we are and who we can become. With that spirit in mind, I want to gently encourage those who have not yet renewed their membership for the 2026 calendar year to stay with us on this journey. Your presence strengthens our foundation. Your participation lifts our work. In addition, your membership ensures that this community, this family, continues to grow, to innovate, and to support one another in ways that truly change lives. We cannot move forward without the people who make this family whole. We value you, we need you, and we deeply hope you will remain with us as we build the future of BITS together. Now, if you will please let me take a moment of personal privilege before I close, there is one more reflection I want to share. One that is personal, one that matters deeply, and one that honors a quiet source of strength behind all of this work. A personal note of everlasting love and gratitude. Throughout this past year, as we built programs, launched new technologies, strengthened our community, and charted bold new directions, there has been someone beside me through every late night, every moment of frustration, and every challenge that leadership can bring. My wife, Carrie. Carrie has been my rock, steadfast, patient, supportive, in ways that words only begin to describe. She has been a gentle angel, always encouraging, always grounding, always lifting me up, so I could give my best to BITS and to each one of you. Her love and strength have helped me succeed in ways many will never see, but that I feel every single day. Carrie, I am truly thankful for your part in my life, and for the way you embrace the BITS family as your own. I love you, honey. And now, with gratitude in our hearts and purpose in our steps, let us turn toward the future we are building together. A future shaped by community, by creativity, by courage, and by the belief that we can make technology and the world around us more accessible, more inclusive, and more empowering for everyone. Closing reflections. As we step into a new year, I want to leave you with this. BITS is not defined by technology. BITS is defined by people, by you, by late-night troubleshooting calls, by first-time coders finding their voice, by mentors who say, "Don't worry, I've got you," by members who arrive seeking answers and discover belonging instead. BITS is shaped by every hand that lifts another hand, by every moment of courage, and by every voice imagining a better future for themselves and for others. When you walk into BITS, you walk into a place where your voice matters, your questions matter, your growth matters, your story matters, you matter. And when people matter, they grow. And when their work has impact, others take notice, not because of who they are, but because of what they build together. Community becomes collaboration. Collaboration becomes change. Change becomes legacy for the next generation. BITS is, and always will be, a community that believes in people first. We believe in who you are. We believe in who you can become. We believe in who you will lift along the way. So as we step into the new year, carry this truth with you. Empowerment begins the moment someone believes in you. But it becomes unstoppable the moment you believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in one another. Believe in a future where accessibility is expected, not requested. Believe in a world where blind and low vision people lead with confidence, shape technology, and stand boldly in every space where decisions are made. Because this is our time. This is our movement. This is our shared journey. Together, hand in hand, voice with voice, heart with heart, we will continue building bridges toward opportunity, independence, connection, and possibility. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your love of this community. Thank you for helping write the next chapter of BITS with purpose, passion, and hope. Returning to the Golden Gate Bridge. As we close, I return once more to the Golden Gate Bridge. It stands today because many hands believed in one dream. Our own bridge and globe remind us that when we unite around shared purpose, our work reaches farther than any one of us could alone. BITS is stronger because of every voice, every volunteer, every learner, and every leader in this family. And yes, we need every hand on this bridge. We need yours. Your membership strengthens the spans we are building. Your participation widens the path. Your presence ensures that no one in this community ever has to walk alone. Renewing for 2026 is not just a checkbox and not just a BITS coin. It is a commitment to continue the work we began, to build opportunities, to lift one another up, and to shape a global community where every person can thrive. We want you with us. We value you. We believe in you. And we look forward to crossing the next bridge side by side. Because the truth is simple. The bridge ahead is extraordinary. We will cross it together. Impossible is simply where we begin. Together, we will build what comes next. The bridge ahead awaits us, and we will cross it with courage. Respectfully submitted, Jeff Bishop, President, Blind Information Technology Specialists.
All right, now that was War and Peace BITS style. And I'm going to ask John McCann to unmute.
Okay.
Hey, there you are.
Yeah, and I thought I was unmuted during the roll call, but I apparently wasn't. But people know here.
Okay. That's all right. That's right. Yeah. We have a special announcement to make about you tonight, John.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We do not have it here yet, but it's coming. We, the BITS board and the BITS organization, have purchased on your behalf a plaque. The plaque honors your tremendous, truly decades of service within BITS. And when the plaque arrives, we'll make sure to read it, and we'll drive it over to you, or have it delivered directly to your house or something. But we wanted to make sure that we honor you in a way that is meaningful and representative of who you are as a leader and a friend and a family member of BITS. So thank you, John, for everything that you have done and that you will continue to do as we move forward. Thank you so much.
Well, I am shocked. I'm almost speechless, but that never happens to attorneys. But in all seriousness, and I was going to rag on you too. So that was a great presidential report. I find it ironic that at its length, it was delivered by somebody who advocated the book's brief brevity, smart brevity. There you go.
Yes, no. Exactly. I don't believe in writing short speeches. No.
But that, I mean, all of that was so good. But returning to acknowledging the, you know, what the board has done, I thank the board. I thank the membership. It's a labor of love. Everything I do for BITS, with BITS. Hopefully not two BITS, but as you said, I'm not going anywhere. I might step back a little bit. It's time to groom new people. Connection.
Yeah, there you go. So, John, it's in process. We're working with ACB National on that, and working with their team that create the plaques. So you'll get Braille and the whole bit, you know.
Cool. It will have pride of place in my home office here, next to the one that was given to me by the Virginia affiliate.
There you go. There you go.
Right next to the Virginia affiliate.
There you go. Thank you, John. Very, very wonderful. All right. Now, tonight we have a special guest who will be presenting to us for the next 15, 20 minutes or so. And then we'll open it up for questions if any of you have any for them. This is a small but mighty company named AI Genie. They're in Gilbert, Arizona, I believe. And tonight they're here to talk to us about a product called Lucky. We put this in the material that was distributed to all of you. And they have an ask. And, you know, in our spirit of empowerment and wanting to give back and make a difference in the lives of people, this gives us an opportunity to take some technology for a spin, give them direct feedback on where they're heading for the future, as well as to be able to shape their story. So this is, again, a company named AI Genie, and I'm going to hand it over to them. They can introduce themselves, and we'll hear what they have to say, and then we'll come back and take any questions that people may have. We'll take a few hands, but we're going to limit that a little bit because we have yet a lot more to do tonight. So, guys, take it away.
Thank you so much again for having us here today. Oh, I did send a share request for you, as we do have a presentation that we'd like to show.
And I just allowed it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So let's get started. So this is the Lucky product. So basically what this product is it essentially is designed for users that are, blind, but it's designed to also help them kind of navigate websites a bit easier. So this is like our overall agenda. So we're just going to start off with team introductions, and then we're going to move on to kind of about AI Genie and why we started Lucky, about the Lucky product. We're going to have a demo of the Lucky product, and we're going to open it up to any questions after that. So we're going to start off with team introductions. So I'll go ahead and pass it off to Lakshmi Arunachalam. I believe she's on the call as well. Yeah, I'll pass it off to her.
Hi everyone. I'm Lakshmi Arunachalam, the advisor of AI Genie. We are truly grateful for this opportunity to present our company, AI Genie, and our product, Lucky. Lucky reimagines screen readers powered by artificial intelligence. Now I would like to hand it over to our founder and CEO, Karthik Arun.
Hi, everyone. Apologies for the hoarse voice. I'm under the weather a little bit today. But hi, I'm Karthik Arun. I'm the founder and CEO of AI Genie Enterprises. My journey into accessibility began from a simple frustration. Although the internet is an incredibly powerful tool, it remains difficult for millions of blind and low vision users to navigate. I wanted to change that. This mission brought my sister and me together to develop AI that feels more genuinely like a companion, something more intuitive, supportive, and deeply human-centered. I myself am AI Practitioner Certified, having earned my first AWS Cloud Practitioner certification at the age of 9. But beyond the technical achievements, my motivation is creating solutions that genuinely help people. At AI Genie, my role is to ensure that everything we develop aligns with this purpose. And I'll hand it off to our Chief Product Officer, Lahari Shakti Arun.
Hi, everyone. As I mentioned before, my name is Lahari Shakti Arun. I am the Chief Product Officer of AI Genie, and I help with the design as well as user experience for the product.
So a little bit about AI Genie. We are founded on the principles of democratizing the world with AI, making the world more accessible through AI, and breaking down barriers in business, education, starting with Lucky, which is a game-changing accessibility tool for the blind and low-vision users. Lucky reimagines web navigation through conversational context-aware summaries that let you simply ask what you need instead of listening to every screen element like traditional screen readers do. Named after our beloved companion, Lucky, our dog here, keeps your data private by storing everything locally on your device, which means it never goes up to the cloud.
So a little bit of a background as to how we kind of came up with the idea of this Lucky product. So Our grandfather does struggle with traditional screen readers, and he has low vision, so he kind of is overwhelmed by information overload and complex commands with traditional screen readers. So he doesn't want to listen to every single word, and he kind of just wants like quick summarization and natural conversation. So what Lucky is doing is it's basically using AI to summarize content and respond in a conversational manner, making understanding most websites and a bunch of text easier.
Have you ever thought about technology that does?
Okay, sorry, the video started playing, but basically this is, I'm just going to play a video now that basically talks about kind of how we sort of landed up with Lucky, and it's just going to walk us through some steps. So I'll play the video.
Have you ever thought about technology that doesn't just help you out, but actually truly understands you and what you need? Well, that's the big idea behind a new piece of assistive tech we're going to dive into today. It's called Lucky. It's from a company called AI Genie, and it has one massive goal: to completely unlock digital independence. And this quote, this right here, says it all. This is their entire philosophy in a nutshell. You see, instead of making people adapt to clunky technology, the whole point of Lucky is to make the technology adapt to the person. It's about using AI to just tear down those digital walls so everyone can live a happy, self-directed life. So you might be wondering about the name, Lucky. Well, it's actually really sweet. It's named after the founder's dog, who's just a huge source of joy for their family. And I think that's a perfect reminder that behind all the fancy AI and the complex code, the goal is something fundamentally human. It's about support and connection. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. What exact barrier is Lucky designed to smash through? It really all comes down to something they call the communication gap. And this is a huge fundamental challenge for so many people who use assistive tech, whether they're blind, nonverbal, or have a motor disability. Just look at these numbers. This really puts the scale of the problem into perspective. On one side, you have assistive typing, which can be anywhere from, say, 5 to 20 words per minute. But on the other side, a normal flowing conversation is happening at over 100 words per minute. That's not a gap, it's a canyon. It's the kind of thing that can make you feel like you're always trying to catch up in every single conversation. And that is the problem Lucky is built to solve. So the big question is, how do you bridge a gap that wide? The answer is Lucky's core innovation, something they call context-aware communication. And this is really where it stands out. I mean, you've got amazing general AI tools out there like Google's Gemini Live that can describe the world around you. But Lucky isn't trying to do everything. It's a specialist, laser-focused on one deeply personal thing: making your communication fast, effortless, and immediate. And the results of this specialized approach, they could be absolutely life-changing. The goal here is to get rid of up to 96% of the keystrokes you need to communicate. Just let that sink in for a second. 96%. That's an incredible reduction in the physical and mental effort it takes just to be part of a conversation. So, how in the world does that work? Well, think of it like a super smart assistant that's always a step ahead. It's constantly analyzing your context, you know, things like where you are, the time of day, your past conversations, even who you're talking to. It takes all those little clues and proactively suggests the phrases you're most likely to need, making it way faster and more intuitive to say what you want to say. It really boils down to this simple but super powerful three-step loop. Step one, Lucky looks at what's going on around you, your unique context. Step two, it offers up smart suggestions for what you might want to say. And the result, step three, is that your keystrokes just plummet, closing that communication gap. It's a cycle that just gets smarter and more personalized every time you use it. Of course, anytime you talk about an AI that's this personalized, that's learning from you, a big red flag pops up for a lot of us, right? Data privacy. AI Genie is really clear that they get this, and that trust is the absolute foundation of everything Lucky is built on. And they're being super upfront about it. Here's what they promise they will never do. First, they will not sell your data to third parties, period. Second, your personal interaction history won't be used to train their big general AI models. Your data is for your benefit and your benefit alone. So, on the flip side, what do they do with your data? It's simple. It's only used to personalize your experience. And to keep it private, all that key data is stored locally on your own machine. It doesn't leave your device, and it's all protected with secure authentication, so only you can get to it. Now, Lucky isn't just some cool concept. It's a platform with a really clear and honestly ambitious vision for the future. So let's take a little peek at the road ahead and see how this thing is going to grow. They're starting smart with what's called an MVP, a minimum viable product. That's going to focus on reading websites and some basic personalization. From there, it gets bigger. Phase two is all about accessing key documents like PDFs and getting through paywalls. Then phase three is a huge leap. It goes from just reading to actively writing, helping you fill out forms and interact with websites. And the long-term vision? It's huge. Reading any document type and supporting multiple languages, making the whole digital world truly accessible. And this brings us to what I think is maybe the most important part of this whole story. AI Genie isn't just building this thing in a secret lab somewhere. Nope. They are throwing the doors wide open and inviting users to join them, to actually co-develop the future of this tech. And they're being really specific about what they need. Yeah, they want feedback on the product idea and the roadmap we just looked at. But more than that, they're looking for partners. They need people to help them build and test this thing, to give them the real-world insights that are going to make Lucky genuinely life-changing. And they've put a date on the calendar. They're aiming to start testing that first version, the MVP, in mid-December of 2025. So this isn't some far-off dream. The chance to really shape this product is coming up pretty fast. So as you can see, this whole explainer wasn't just about a new product. It was about an open invitation to be part of creating something new. So the final question, it's not for me, it's from AI Genie, and it's for you.
So yeah, so this video just basically talks about kind of the steps that we've taken to get to Lucky, and yeah, moving on.
Hi there, it's Lucky.
So this is going to be just a demo of our product. Play the video.
Hi there, with Lucky, all you need is a spacebar, and here's how we operate. Hey, Lucky, can you open CNBC.com and read the top 5 articles for me?
Opening CNBC.com to read the top 5 articles.
Meanwhile, in the background, Lucky opens the website, analyzes, and reads the content for you.
Just say, start reading or summarize first to begin.
Can you start reading those articles?
Here are the top 5 articles at CNBC website. Number 1, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon to retire in January after nearly 12 years leading retailer. Number 2, Baupost's Klarman bought into this fast food stock last quarter before its rebound. Number 3, data centers are concentrated in these states. Here's what's happening to electricity prices. Number 4, U.S. and Switzerland reach trade deal to lower tariffs to 15%. Number 5, NASDAQ turns positive as tech stocks recover some ground. Would you like to read or summarize any of these articles?
Can you read the first article, the Walmart one, for me?
Starting to read the Walmart CEO retirement article for you.
Beyond reading and summarizing for websites, Lucky also does that for PDFs. Hey Lucky, can you grab access file PDF and read for me?
Your PDF is uploaded. Just say, start reading or summarize first to begin.
So, hope you guys enjoyed the video. So, we need your guys' help. So, this product is built for you guys, and we want to ensure that Lucky addresses your needs and wants, and we're welcoming all BITS members to provide feedback during our development phases or even to co-develop with us. And that wraps up our presentation, and if you guys have any questions, feel free to email us at team@aigenie.biz. Thank you.
So team@aigenie.biz, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
B-I-Z.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Just make sure that's clear. Okay. If anyone has any questions, you can raise your hand. We'll take maybe 2 or 3. We'll go for about 5 minutes on that. And then we will go from there. So, Chanel, do we have any hands?
We do. Ray Campbell.
Well, wow, that sounds like a really intriguing product, and I may want to, as somebody who works in the accessibility space, I may want to, figure out, see if I want to get in on helping, with at least with some testing with this. My big question for PDFs is, can it read image PDFs, meaning PDFs that are they're scanned from something, but they're not OCR'd? Can it read those
and untagged? Right. Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I can take that question. My name is Arun. I'm their mentor as well. So that's a great question, right? As you can tell, PDF is like the phase three of what we want to do. But absolutely, our vision is big with the PDFs. So if either it's a scan PDF or PDF as images, we believe with smartly using vision models and contexts, available in the document, we should be able to get some good insights from that and be able to present to the user as well. Absolutely. So our vision right now is to accommodate that as well.
Wow, that sounds, that'd be a big selling point, at least for me, but definitely. Well, thank you very much for what you're doing, and let's go to somebody else, ask a question.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ray.
All right, now we'll take a hand from our panel. Diane.
I wondered if it would be possible for you to give a demonstration of Lucky reading a PDF document.
Dan, just in the phase that we are in right now, as you saw in the video, we are doing the MVP part now, where we are going and reading websites, and that's where we are right now. But when we get to that, PDF is down in our roadmap to kind of get it going. I'm sure we will, be in touch with this group and touch with Jeff as well to come back and show you guys as to how a PDF reading would work. PDF, normal PDF, PDF with images, so that you all can get to see it. And, I think we need all of your help as well, feedback to know, kind of co-develop with you guys. So we'll be back with that.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I would just say, and I won't go into specifics because we can't at this point, but I challenged these guys to take a look at some technology and see what they could do to really try to, see where this technology could go. And I will just tell you that within 3 days, they produced something that was rather intriguing. So they're nimble, they're quick, they're efficient at what they do. And they've got some great talent behind the scenes there. Any other hands?
We do. We have lots. Let's go with Elizabeth, please.
Have you tried anything with scientific and mathematical expressions, even from something like Word?
I have personally tested, PDF with mathematical equations. I know the typical screen readers kind of struggle with it. But with LLMs and some promptings, we have been able to make some improvements on that. And that's a continuous process. But when we do it, it'll be part of the things that we will work on PDF, like the images we talked about. Scientific and mathematical equations is definitely one. But the preliminary experiments that we have done has been very positive on that.
Okay, thank you.
And would you like to take more hands?
Let's take maybe one or two more.
All right, Dawn, go ahead.
So I have a couple things real quick. First of all,
let's limit it to one question, please.
Okay. So can Lucky do, I don't know how to put it, but you know how some things, you heard about that one thing on Windows or something that can screen share and it can interact with things on your screen and make things and interact with inaccessible things. I don't remember what it's called. But
yeah. Okay. Thank you. We're talking about Windows Copilot Vision, for example. Is that something you're also looking at doing on the desktop?
Not so much, Jeff. Not like actually actuating things on the desktop itself. That's not where we want. Like our main goal would be interacting with websites for read, for updating it, and PDFs.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you so much. Welcome. And who's next?
All right. Next is Sarah.
I just have a quick question. Will the technology be available for Braille users? Because I have some trouble hearing the spoken word of the technology. So I'm wondering if it's going to be available for Braille users.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a great question as well. So right now, we are building the foundations of the technology that can, if we hear feedback from folks like you and several people want it, we want to have it as part of the roadmap. But that's the reason why we want to
co-develop and talk to you guys to get to understand your pain points. Right now, we weren't thinking about it, but if there's a demand for that, we would definitely look into that.
Okay, so what we're going to do as an organization, guys, is we're going to work with these guys, and we will be announcing an email list to be able to support them. I believe that they're also becoming members of BITS, so that's yay! Thank you for that, guys. And we will get that process started. Things are going to slow down just a little bit over the holidays, but they have a launch coming out here where they want to start getting feedback. So we'll see what we can do in the next week or so to help facilitate that. So stay tuned. You'll hear from us on the BITS members list as well as in other places. So stay tuned, everyone. Okay. AIG guys, thank you so very, very, very much for all of your energy and time and commitment tonight. We appreciate you. You can stick around and listen throughout the night, or go have dinner, do whatever you want to do. But I will be in touch with you outside of this space on Next Steps. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Jeff, and the rest of us. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
All right. Diane, I am going to give you a bit of warning. We're going to start taking committee chairs who want to speak. I am encouraging people to limit their comments to very, very brief things so as to expedite the rest of the meeting tonight. If it's in the report or it's in the packet, then you can assume that people will read it. If there's something that is top of mind that you want to for sure get out there, then I'm not going to say no, but just be cognizant of that, similar to what we do for the board meeting as well, okay? But Diane, if you want to start getting ready for our first $100 prize winner, we're going to be drawing three of these over the course of the event, either tonight or tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow. Whether we meet tomorrow will be dependent upon our people who are going to be participating in our voting process, and we will ask them a bit later. So we'll talk more about that coming up here in just a few minutes, okay? Or probably near the end of the meeting itself. Okay, so Diane, I'll call on you probably after two or three committee reports, and then we can hand that out, and then we'll keep going, okay? Just to give you some time there. Is that all right with you, Diane?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Now, I do have a question, though. I know last year we required the person that we drew to be present.
That's correct.
And am I going to be able to tell? Am I going to be able to read the list? And
okay, yeah, you should be able to even as a panelist. But I'd be happy to tell you. I can do a quick search. It's easy for me.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Great.
And John McCann has his hand up.
Okay, John, we'll take you first.
Okay, the membership report really stands on its own. I'm not going to add to that, but I wanted to make a comment so it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. Our bylaws do require that the number of ballots cast in any election be 10% or above. So I understand we had 78 people here. You can vote, as Jeff said in an email that went out before this meeting. You do not need to be registered for this event to vote, but please do vote. If we come in under 10%, and that's 912, so do the math, we got to hit 92 or above.
I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I just wanted to put it on the record. So that's
Okay. How many people do we have here now?
164 attendees.
Okay, so all of you will vote,
16
right?
Panelists. Please.
Bang. Yeah.
So we have 180 people here. I am sure we will get at least 60% of them, if not 70 or 100% of them voting later tonight or tomorrow. So, okay.
Like I said, I just wanted to get it out there.
John, by the way, do you want us to, later in the meeting, we prepared an audio version of the constitutional amendment document?
My thought is that people should have read it.
Okay, that's fine. We just wanted to make sure you had it. You know, had it if you want it played. If not, that's fine. Okay. We'll ask you to give a bulleted synopsis if you can a little bit later.
Okay.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, thank you, John. Okay. Any other hands?
Just from attendees. Let's see.
Any other committee chairs? we're going to move pretty quick here then.
Rosanna.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to December and the annual meeting. Everything really that I have is in the packet. Basically, I just want to let everyone know that now that we are moving into the new year, we will be looking for articles for the winter bulletin, which will go out in probably the end of February, early March. And we will be putting out some information shortly, probably in January, on some theme ideas and thoughts that we could give you to, you know, that you might want to write about. I also would like to thank everyone who has contributed articles to the Bits Bulletin. They have been really awesome. And I also would like to take the time here to thank everyone on my publications committee. I have an extraordinary committee who gave a lot of time and dedication to the work that we've accomplished this year, both internally and with other committees as well. It has been a wonderful year together, and I look forward to moving into 2026. Just another thought, if anyone needs or wants to get in touch with either me personally or publications, you can do so. The email address is on our publications page, which is now up on the website as well. And many thanks to IT for getting that up there for us this year as well. Thank you all for all that you do. And we look forward to an exciting year and happy holidays to all.
Hey, thank you, Rosanna. That's awesome.
My pleasure.
Okay. And any other hands from committee?
Yes, you do. Anne.
Anne, go right ahead, Anne. Hope you're feeling okay, Anne.
I am doing well. Thank you, sir. And each day is better than the day before.
There you go. That's right.
All right. So this is an exciting time for me, celebrating the first year as your chief for fundraiser. And it's been a very busy year for us. First of all, I want to thank my committee members, their hard work and energy and helping to make this a fun time, the fun out of fundraising, and all the other committees that have worked diligently with us to get things done. I want to thank everybody for participating in the feedback survey, which was one of our big things that we started off with. And as a result, those of you who have read, we've got two products we're going to be looking into getting our logo brand on, and that's the power bank and a backpack. So you'll hear more about that as the year goes on. The next thing is that we had our big Bits in Action, the convention. That was a lot of fun too. People wearing their Bits wear, taking pictures. Unfortunately, the part two of the Bits in Action was people sending in their own snapshots of them using technology. Didn't turn out like we wanted it to. Most of the people that turned in were committee members, and so we had to really opt out of that because we were going to draw names today. So we're going to reformat that and relaunch it again in the new year to see what we can do to encourage members to take snapshots and send it in. So you're going to hear more about a relaunching of that. I will tell you that the Terry Lynn that we started off with before I became chair, they ended what their business, but we did bring in some income with them, as you heard, with the the Blind Girls Design. We did a big promo at the convention and we got $371 out of that. So right now that's on hold till we find out what's going to happen with the name change, if it does change. So, and if there's going to be new logo designs, so there will be on hold for producing any of that on any of the products that are coming up. We do have two new testing bites of fundraising projects that are going on right now. We'll be going until the spring, and that is City Pop. I would tell you as of today, about an hour ago, there was an increase from what was in the report. So far, we have 20 orders, 228 clicks, people have gone through and looked at it. The total sales was $906.50. So our raised funds for bits right now is $453.25.
That's awesome.
So isn't that awesome? And we just started late September, October. See's Candies right now, we're at, for bits, $106.90 so far. And that got started late. So, but they're going on to the spring. So, and it's the holiday time, gift time. So if you want to purchase something nice and edible and sweet, don't forget See's Candies or City Pop. Continuing on with that, we had our meeting in November, and what we decided we would do is come up with a portion of whatever we raise or percentage, and then send that towards the membership grant program. So no matter what else goes into that, at least the money from the fundraising projects will be going towards that to keep money in that pot.
Awesome.
With that in mind, like I said before, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Jeff, for asking me to do this. I'm having loads of fun. I'm enjoying working with my committee and with the other committees, helping us out with publication and getting the information out there. Merv, Larry, you guys are wonderful. And that's what I have to say for today. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you for serving, Ann. We really appreciate you and your committee so much. Okay, any other hands for from committee members?
Yes, Larry.
Larry.
Hi, everybody. I would like to invite you all to look at our very extensive report. Jeff covered a bunch of it, so please take a look at that. But what I want to do is take a moment here. Michael Doyce started out a year ago as the vice chair. He and Michael Babcock kind of were shepherding the growth of where we were going and implementing a lot of the on-the-ground products with WordPress and a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes to create a stable environment for our IT technology. Jeff, Michael, and Michael worked diligently. It was handed off to me a year ago. Michael is an entrepreneur in his own right, working with Taylor, who also has done a lot of work with us. And Michael has chosen to step back, fold back into the cave of private entrepreneurship and app development. And so I wanted to just publicly thank him. I do in my annual report also, but thank him amongst here in the membership for the work that he has put in, the work that they have made available to us, and some of the stability things that it's allowed us to really do, as Jeff had reported in his very good report tonight. And I just wanted to thank him in front of the membership for everything that he has done. He's not leaving. He's like John. He is going to be in the very back of the room, willing to come through those dim lights to the brighter lights occasionally to help us out when we get in a technical jam. And in fact, Jeff just had to reach out to him either yesterday or the day before. So
Michael Doyce, this morning.
So Michael Doyce, thank you. Please stand up and have a bow, and you all give him a virtual applause for his effort in supporting us in the IT world. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Larry. Okay, any other hands?
Yes, you have Tyson.
Tyson.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you, Jeff. Good evening, and welcome to our annual meeting. I hope you have all taken a little bit of time to read over my end of the year annual committee report. The first thing I want to do, though, is to make a verbal amendment to it that I will submit later to Robin for inclusion and Jeff. And I want to make sure and thank my committee members. So I want to start off, and I'm probably going to, again, naming things is always a dangerous venture, but I'm going to do it
because brave. I think they, you're brave.
You know, that's my browser too. So, you know, tells you right there. All right. So first off, We've got David Kingsbury, David Edick, Rosanna Beaudry, Myrna Varda, let's see, Betsy Dome, Deborah Armstrong, Larry Watkinson, Bell Collins, Michael Babcock, and Joel Dodds, and I hope I'm not missing anybody, but I also like to thank our ex officio members, which actually I mentioned one already, which is Larry Watkinson, Kayla Bentis, Jeff himself, and Marcy Duty.
Awesome.
And Brad Snyder. So I appreciate all of you for the work that you have helped me pick up on as I came on board mid-year to take over the helm of this particular part of the ship. So as one of the interesting things I noted with Jeff's presidential report, which wonderful, wonderful report, Jeff, is that really it is about education, right? We saw a lot of that with the way, if you listen to the candidates forum, probably a good 90% of what they talked about was education. So we see that that's a big push with us. But what I wanted to highlight here, especially to you members, and I'll keep this very, very brief, is the education committee will be changing drastically come the first of the year. We are reshaping our mission, redefining what we do and how we do it, including a lot of subcommittees that are laser focused on specific sub products like on Braille and on, let's see what other, I talked with some other stuff here, low vision products. I really want to get some people on board in a subcommittee that are really knowledgeable about the low vision products and to teach how to use those different things to our membership. There's some other ones, exciting subcommittees that are on the horizon. They're in the discussion phase, that all have to do with the educational portion of BITS. In that vein, what you will see coming out in the next several days, probably by the end of the weekend, is applications via a web form for those of you who wish to serve. If you want to serve on the education committee, the first thing I want to tell you do not have to be a teacher. The education committee should never be about it. It's only about the teachers. It's going to be about guiding and mentoring and being able to help those of us who want to train realize that dream, to realize that potential in them. So if you also want to have an idea of something you want to train on, if you are a particular subject matter expert on a software product or a hardware product and you believe you have the passion and the desire to put forth that knowledge, again, there will be a web form that'll be available constantly, which will let us know what it is you want to teach, and we'll help you. That's what the education committee is going to do. Help you develop that from, I'd love to teach about this, to I'm teaching about this, and here's when the class is going to be. Right? We're introducing Google Classroom. It does not mean that that is going to be the only way we do things. There's still going to be Zoom and all the other things. And I know we have the capacity to adapt and change. It is scary. Change can be a little bit nerve-wracking for some. As I noted in my report, 5 years ago, we were all ready to tear our hair out because we were moving from conference calls to Zoom. And here we are in webinar, acting like it's something we've been doing every day, right? So I believe in BITS, in the ability of BITS members with the proper guidance and the proper stewardship and the proper patience and kindness to not just meet you what you are, but to bring you up to the next level, to not leave you where you are. Okay.
Love that. Yep.
So, yep. I was saying we want to meet you where we are, but not keep you where you are.
There you go.
Okay. Great. So that is my addition. Keep an eye out for that kind of stuff. All of you that are interested in applying, I know that the next generation of this committee is sitting here in this audience listening right now. And I urge you to apply for the committee. Okay. Great. And to apply for the different other, because just because you think you might not be suited for one thing, you may be suited for another. One of my superpowers is identifying talent.
Love that.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you.
Yep. All right. Any other hands?
Okay. I think you had Well, Brad was up earlier. Maybe that was just my imagination, but there are no other hands at this point.
Okay. Well, actually, we're going to go to Brad in a minute. I think what we're going to do now, we're not going to hear from mentoring or chat or email. So that's okay. The reports are exhaustive and complete. So if you want to get updates on all of that, feel free to look at the packet. We distributed it electronically, so we didn't kill any trees. Yay. Okay, Diane, are you ready with a name for us to see if they are here?
Yes. In fact, I was checking people, and I wasn't finding anybody, so I kept drawing numbers. Good. And so the number I have now, I wonder if anyone will think there's a fix on this, but the person at 262 on this list and random.org generated the number is one Carrie Bishop.
I'll tell you what, from a leadership perspective, I would prefer that we redraw. Yeah. Cause that doesn't feel
all right. I will.
We don't need the money.
Okay. Hold on just a minute.
Brad, you're coming up next, and then Robin, you are coming up after Brad. Brad's going to be announcing some recognition awards, and then we're going to go to Robin, and she's going to talk about the social committee and something that she has up her sleeve. So that's what's coming up next, guys.
Okay. Did you want me to try another number?
Yeah, do you want Brad to go and then we'll come back to you? Is that what you'd like to do?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Brad, we're going to come to you, and I think you have a number of announcements to make.
Yes, I do. Are we doing the awards?
Yeah, we are doing the awards.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yep.
So we going to do them all for now, or are we going to do them?
Why not? Go right ahead.
Giving out
all the good stuff right now.
Oh, hang on. I'm drawing a blank. I can't find my list. So let's do one right now, and then we'll come back. Can we do that?
Okay, please? That's fine. Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. We have selected four people to receive membership recognition awards for their contributions to BITS during the past year. And to draw out the drama, we're going to do them one at a time. First up, each of these will receive a $50 Amazon gift card, which, you know, our appreciation far, far exceeds the value.
Absolutely.
Of the gift card. But you get a gift card as a tangible of our appreciation for you. So first up, someone who stepped up and took a leadership role when asked and did an outstanding job with leading our nominating committee. So our first award goes to Karen Hughes.
Congratulations, Karen. And we'll come back to you, Brad. Is that what you'd like to do?
Yeah, come back to me in a little bit, and we'll drag this out if we can.
All right, that's fine. Okay, so we'll trickle this around a little bit. Robin, do you want to talk about your item?
Sure. Would you like both right now or
writing them? Sure, why not? Go ahead.
All right. It's my privilege to follow one of the able chairs under whom I serve, so I am happy to do this. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the Publications Committee, the Interpersonal Communications Committee, and the Social Media Team, I am here to bestow two prizes on two of our most engaged Mastodon followers. Last year, Mastodon themselves put out some interesting merchandise, including plushies of their Mastodon mascot, which, due to changes in all kinds of world markets and things, are very rare in this country at this time. So whoever is bestowed these are going to be the cool kids. So we have two of these to bestow, and I'm very happy to announce that my compatriot, my kindred spirit in holiday cheer, Frosty the Snowman, his wife Crystal, and the little snow girl have allowed me to borrow the old silk hat that brought Frosty to life for this drawing. So the first Mastodon follower we have to receive a 13-inch tall, fluffy, pudgy, soft, round mastodon plushie mascot is James Dean. Congratulations, James Dean. And our second winner is, hang on, Allison Malloy. Congratulations. Your mastodon plushies will be winging their way to you before the holidays. And thanks for engaging with us on Mastodon. If anyone would like to follow, we are found at bitsacb@dragonscave.space. Take good care, everybody. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful, Robin. Thank you for all of that. And thank you very much for everything that you do. Let's see. Diane, are you ready with a name?
I'm not sure that I am using this search list correctly.
Why don't you call out a why don't you call out the name and then Chanel will help you?
Okay, yeah, that would be good. Okay. I'm gonna go back to the first. The number I have is number 63, Kathy Long.
Is she here?
She is not.
Okay.
I'm going to generate another one then.
Do you want me to generate the numbers and then you just go to the spot on the sheet? How would you like me to be helpful to you here, Diane?
238. Okay. I'm trying 238.
Okay. So A238, right?
And that would, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to go all the way back down here.
You can do a go to command there.
I can hit 238.
You can type in control G and then type in A238 and press enter.
Okay. And actually your first row is labeled, I think your first row. So
yeah. So really should be 239.
239. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
A239. And then you can.
No. Okay. Yeah, this is going kind of slow. Let's see. Can I just, maybe generate the number and someone else can look?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second here. Sorry, everyone. It was not intentional. This will not take me long though. Just one. Okay, here I've got Chanel's list here.
Okay.
Got it right here. Hold on 1 second, Diane.
I have to keep switching windows.
No, I got it. I got it. It's fine. So yeah. You're saying A, okay.
Okay, the number I'm generating now is.
Would you want to go back to 239?
Okay, 239. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, hold on one. Enable editing. Okay, there we go. Now I can do a go-to command. Suzanne Herb.
All right, let's see. No, H-E-R-B. Let's see. I don't think she's here.
Okay, we'll go do another one.
Uh-huh. Can you just give me a number?
143.
Mary Donahue.
There's.
Or Peter.
Yeah.
Peter, Mary, Donahue.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Are they here?
Yes.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
We have a winner. Yay.
We have a winner. Yay. Okay. All right, great. And before we go on to the business of the night, Brad, do you want to announce your second?
Yes, we can announce my second. This is someone who really has given a lot of time and a lot of effort to Bits, always there when we need this individual. She does a lot of stuff in the background, as well as she's front and center when we need her. In fact, I am talking about tonight's Zoom host, Chanel Allen. Chanel is always there when we need her, and she steps forward and gives of her time selflessly. So thank you very much, Chanel. believe me, we owe you much, much more than just a $50 gift certificate.
But oh, no, you don't.
Offer it
thank
to you.
You
as a meager token of our appreciation. Oh, so thank you.
You can put it toward
thank
that microphone, that new headset you got. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, this was a gift, so I'll get another gift.
All right.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you're you.
And we can go ahead, since you're looking to move on to stuff, I just thought we might sprinkle it around. We can do the other two.
Okay.
We have a dedicated team of audio editors who have really stepped up to the plate throughout the last year and really helped us not only get caught up on all of our back content, but have helped us keep us up a pace of getting all of our presentations, board meetings, anything we do that's recorded and gets posted to the website. We try to meet a 5-day turnaround on this stuff, and then we turn it over to IT to get it posted. So we have maintained a really good, we're more than just treading water. We are doing a very good job. And we wanted to recognize two of our editors who really have stepped up and help keep us ahead of the game. And I'm talking about both of them do their work behind the scenes. You don't really even know they're there. So we'd like to make our next two awards to Jamie Paul and Melissa Wolf. And we appreciate everything all of our editors do. I wish we could give them all an award. But and we just might one of these days. But anyhow, so we're recognizing Melissa and Jamie tonight. So thank you guys. Appreciate it.
And that's all right. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you. Congratulations, everyone. And thank you very much for your hard work. Diane, we will call for the second $100 item probably after we complete elections. Okay.
Okay.
Or at least the candidates themselves. Okay.
And so, I've got the control G working, so I think I can do it now.
Okay. I'm happy to continue to do that. Make sure that you write down 144 because that's the winner for the first one. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. We do have unfinished business and new business on the agenda. Does anyone have anything to bring up in these areas? I don't believe so. I think we're pretty good in this area, but does anyone have anything that needs to be brought before the membership? I'm going to assume
no raised hands.
No raised hands. Okay, very good. We are now going to move into the business portion of the meeting. Not that we haven't been doing business, but this is the moment we've all been waiting for. And we are now going to move into the discussing of the ballot. So before we start with all of that, at the end of the meeting tonight, I will be asking Michael to describe to all of you the ballot process. Once you log into the website, you must log in to vote, or you must use the phone numbers either via text or call to reach out to people if you're having difficulty with the website itself to cast your vote. And we will look you up based on your membership status. Do remember that if you became a member after Halloween, meaning if you became a member on November 1st or later, you are ineligible to vote due to District of Columbia, DC code, 501c3, nonprofit, blah, 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 all that stuff. These are the rules we have to live with. Frankly, I would rather not, but it's the legal, beagle stuff that we have to do. So, John, would you like to briefly discuss with us the constitutional amendment changes that are in play?
Yes, I may not have these in order, and I may need help with one. I'm in an anomalous situation. I had a major computer crash on Friday, and I am using a laptop, which as fond as I am of the laptop, it has a paucity of ports. So I can either have a headset with a microphone, or I can have the flash drive on which blessedly was saved the many, many gigabytes of data, which were at risk when the computer crashed. So,
okay.
All right.
You need something.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks.
Yeah.
The first amendment that we are putting forward is to put the word contested before elections in 5.4. It just means that that contested elections and the other things stated there required to go to ballot votes. Without that word contested, we would be in the anomalous situation of not being able to have such things as acclamation. In other words, even if the person was unopposed, we'd still have to put it on a ballot. This resolves that difficulty.
Okay. And the second one, Sean?
Okay, I'm unmuted now. I knocked something. It's a very challenging setup right now. The next amendment would be combining finance and budget. Again, just look at the amendment. It makes sense. We've also provided a little more clarity as to what the budget functions should be of this combined committee, which I think we're calling it finance and budget. But again, I don't have the text in front of me. It was vetted. It was looked at, you know, and we are recommending a due pass on everything that I'm talking about. And Larry, wasn't there a third one? And I'm not talking about specialists.
John, we covered it. We were modifying the existing language, if you will, under what was a former audit committee. And so we're eliminating a portion of the 9.1, I think, in that section to create then now what would be now the Budget and Finance Committee.
Right. And I think that's proposal 03, but I think there was an 02 and I can't now remember what it is.
Regarding the runoff elections, John.
Ah, right. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were doing that next. I'm sorry, John. I missed the vote on that.
No, don't worry. No. So it's actually the second one. I reversed 3 and 2 because I couldn't remember what 2 was. It's really embarrassing to not have the document in front of me, but it's just not possible. Under Robert's rules, you can only eliminate one person per runoff. Now, it's imperative that we deal with this because we do plurality votes for directors, or we're empowered to do it. And that's the way we're going to do it this year. And I think we should do it going forward. However, with officers, given that they have specific duties, that does require a majority vote. So next year, when we'll be voting for officers, you really don't want to be in a situation of having something like, you know, did happen with one of the positions. It wasn't an officer position, but there were 4 or 5 runoffs. So there's only one runoff election, one election. And then the top two, even if one of them didn't get, well, if one got 50% or greater, that would be the end of it. But no matter how, the top two just go into a runoff. So obviously somebody's got to get, unless they tie, God forbid. So I think,
John, how dare you? Do not do that. Do not curse this ballot, John.
No, I won't. I won't do it.
Do not do that.
No. So that is my summary. But again, please take a look at the actual text. It is in the packet. I've summarized it. I thought that would go faster, but I'm not sure that it did than having the thing actually read. And I do appreciate you having prepared it.
3-minute recording of it, if you would like me to play it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to. We're running late.
We're running late. We have candidate speeches.
Yep. The only other thing we have on the ballot tonight in reference to things that people have to vote on in reference to the structure or governance of the organization is, of course, our name. And I spoke a little bit about this, and I'm going to try to not bias the voting process here, but we are looking at changing the S in the name of BITS from specialists to solutions. We've talked about this in our board meeting about, you know, the image that specialists sort of creates and sort of blocks in not being as inviting to people who may not have as much technology experience. And that's truly who we don't want to. We don't want to give that representation to anyone. So John, can you talk about a little bit about what all of these will require? It's 2/3 vote, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's since they all amend bylaws, they all require a 2/3 vote.
Okay. So that means that we need 66% of you, or 67, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Really? Yeah.
67% of the ballot.
67 is 7. 67. Yeah.
Yeah. So we need 60, 2/3 of you to vote in the affirmative if you wish to make this change. Okay. Right. And this goes for the amendments to the Constitution as well as the BITS name itself.
Correct.
Okay? Anything else,
that,
John?
Not only does that amend the bylaws, but it amends the articles of incorporation.
C2,
if yeah, that well, yeah, you got to figure there's a reason you're keeping me around, because who's going to handle that for you?
Oh, because we love you, John. You can beat me over the head with the plaque when you get it.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I don't have much hair left. It might hurt.
Oh.
Okay. All right. It is now time, ladies and gentlemen, to come to the moment we've all been waiting for, and we're going to now hear from the chair of the nominating committee, that being the most wonderful Karen Hughes. Karen?
I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak to you all. So first, I would like to thank Jeff and the board for you trusting me and having faith in me to chair the nominating committee. And it was a great opportunity and certainly a pleasure to be chairing this committee. And I certainly was not expecting the recognition. And I didn't even, put my name in to possibly serve for recognition. I truly wanted to make a difference.
Karen, let me interrupt you just real quickly here. Karen is someone who really kind of lives, in the background, who is a quiet voice, who is a little shy, especially around people she doesn't know, right, Karen? And, she truly excelled at this process. Not only did she excel at it, but she made everlasting change in the process that I hope we will continue to utilize into the future. You can all read about that in her report. I will just tell you, as president of this organization, my heart was filled with pride of listening to how the committee did its work in a very unbiased and fair and wonderful, loving and caring way. And that's due to the heart of Karen. So Karen, thank you.
Oh, no, like I said, it's a pleasure. You guys can read my report. It is in the packet. There's a lot there in the 2 months of work that we accomplished. I would first like to thank my awesome committee. And I'm going to share with you who those individuals are. We have Rosanna Beaudry, Jason Castaway, Belinda Collins, Larry Gassman, and Penny Moss. And I tell you, it was wonderful working with all of them. They all contributed, had a lot to add as far as thought process, creating interview questions. I mean, the whole entire process. And it was definitely a difficult decision. It took a lot of thought, and you guys can definitely read the report. And I would like to just a special thanks to John McCann. Thank you, John, for your service, for your dedication and your contributions. And we really worked hard in these last 2 months. And like Jeff said, we're hoping that we can make take bits into a little new, in a different, little bit of a different direction to make it a better, organization, and to improve the lives of all people that are blind or low vision, no matter what their tech level is. And so the committee, we the committee, recommend our slate of candidates. I don't know if I can announce those now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go right ahead.
So we have Kayla Bentis and David Hazelton.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate that. Kayla and Debbie, do you accept those nominations?
I do.
Okay. And Debbie?
Absolutely. I accept. I thank Debbie Armstrong for nominating me. And
And then also just my own decision to do this. And many thanks to the nominating committee.
Okay, while you have you unmute here, and just because of, just for the sake of just convenience, can you tell me who your speaker is?
My speaker is Donna Pomerantz.
And you have one speaker?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And Kayla?
Larry Watkinson.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you very much. And we'll come back to you in just a few minutes. But we now need to open up the floor for additional candidates to run from the floor. So I am going to call for nominations, and we will do this all together. There's no, you know, everyone's going to appear on the ballot all together. We'll take the top two. And those will be your directors that will get elected, okay? So that's how plurality voting works. So we're going to handle candidates for both positions. You can nominate yourself, or you can have someone nominate you, as long as you've hopefully you've discussed it with the person that you're nominating. And in fact, that would be wise. If you haven't, we would prefer that you not nominate someone that catches people off guard. So I'm ready to write, and so we will take hands for nominations from the floor. Calling once.
All right, let me talk here. We have Lisa Salinger.
Okay, Lisa.
Hello, I would like to nominate Barry Scheuer, please.
Okay. All right, Barry, do you accept that nomination?
He did say he was having trouble muting and unmuting in a private message.
Yeah, you are able to unmute, Barry. So, and I saw that your hand went up. So,
very good. We hear you.
Yeah, it does not.
We hear you, Barry.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. Yes, I accept gladly, and I really thank Lisa for doing that.
Okay, that's great. And who is your speaker?
I'm doing myself, please.
Yourself. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'm going to call second time for nominations from the floor. Any other hands?
There are no other hands.
Okay. And lastly, third and final time, I call for nominations from the floor. Okay, I'll accept a motion to close nominations.
So move.
Okay,
this great. Will be Larry Watkinson making the motion.
And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all right. If anyone is opposed to closing nominations from the floor, then please raise your hand. And do we have any hands?
We do not.
Okay, so this is our slate of candidates tonight. I'm going to ask that the candidates be promoted to the panelist side, so we can very easily mute. They can easily mute and unmute, as we will be interacting with them here tonight, if we can do that. Or at least allow them to continue to talk until such time that we're done with this.
Yeah, they're I'll so you want Barry and Debbie
and Kayla.
Okay, Kayla's already up there. Yep. And what about the speakers?
Yes, Donna Pomerantz. Okay. Now I have a question for the candidates, and I'm going to ask it now before we actually hear speeches and all of that. We have two approaches for handling this this year. Since we are going to handle voting on one ballot, we have a choice to make tonight. We can either call an additional meeting for tomorrow night to announce the candidate winners, which is probably what we would do from a historical context. And then we would handle any other additional business that would, you know, like Amazon gift certificates and the award from National. Unless people would prefer to simply email for a statement to the, or have someone forward to the BITS members list on your behalf, a statement both for the winners as well as those who may not have won, to be able to express your, express your voice to the membership. So I'm going to ask, and by the way, if there's one person who says we need to have a Thursday meeting, then that's fine. But I wanted to offer this to the candidates because, you know, if that works for them, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. So candidates, what would you prefer? Can they all speak?
Yes. Barry and Donna declined to be panelists, but they do have permission to keep being unmuted.
Okay. So. Barry, what would you prefer for tomorrow?
I would prefer not to have a meeting tomorrow night.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Kayla. And by the way, a yes is fine for a meeting tomorrow. I'm not encouraging any of anything. I'm just asking the question here.
I would say either way, but, you know, if no meeting, sure, that would work.
Okay. Miss Hazelton?
I would say, so we are, just to be clear, we will still know tomorrow, though, the results.
We will know tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we will announce it probably relatively soon after voting completes at 6 p.m. Eastern, and so we would probably have an announcement out by 7 or 8 p.m.
And then in any case, anyone who either wins or does not win can write a statement.
Of course, of course.
Yeah,
yes,
that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we are only going to have one night for the business meeting with announcements going out from your candidates. Okay. What this means that all awards will be given out tonight.
Yeah.
And all things gifts will be given out tonight. And amazingly enough, we went from 6 to 1. I just love that. I know it's going to be a little bit more work here. John, can you remind me on, we're giving each of the candidates 3 minutes. Is that correct, John?
John, it looks like you're, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
We normally give longer than that for national, but.
You want to just do 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Should we do 3?
Yeah. Or 5, whichever. It doesn't matter to me.
Let's just do 5. If they don't use it, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, fine.
That's the traditional ACB practice.
Okay, fine. We'll do 5. Okay.
So, you know.
All right.
The other thing I want to say, though, is that we need to officially adjourn tonight, then, if that's
the game plan. We will.
Okay.
We will.
Okay.
We will. We will. Okay. Very good. It's my last. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Just a quick question. Can we technically adjourn before elections are final?
Yeah, John? The election is final, you know, once ballots are cast. It's no different than voting by mail, for example. This almost comes under the purview of action by ballot under the DC code. It usually occurs in the context of an annual meeting, but it doesn't have to.
Thank you.
So we're okay there. We can adjourn the meeting. There's no more business. What will happen will happen.
Okay. I am going to ask that we promote Jamie Pauls as a panelist, please.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was Jason.
I'm sorry, Jason Castingway. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. I just remembered to promote him, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I heard you. I'm thinking one and saying the other. Ignore
my
brain.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Jamie.
And Jeff, this is Donna Pomeranz.
Okay, good. Yes, you're here.
Just
we'll
wanted
call on
to
you
let you know that I did not receive an invitation to be a panelist. It never came up. But since I'm able to mute and unmute, I'm totally cool on this
all
side.
All right. Thank you. Well, that's, as long as you're here, I don't really care.
Yep, yep.
Because we got you. Okay. All right. I am going to, let's see. Jason. Too many J names. Gosh. Are you here with us?
I am here.
Oh, I am so sorry, Jason.
Oh, what? No problem at all.
I am so sorry. You and your melodious tones over there, that bassy voice. Look, I don't know what mic you're on, but man, you've got a lot of bass on you right now.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. Cool. Okay. I got a joke to share with you later. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Kaylee will be speaking first in her nomination if there's time left, then she's going to defer to me.
Okay, that's a little different. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Okay, fine. Okay, so Jason, would you like to talk about how timing will be heard?
Sure. I will give each of you the sign to begin by simply saying begin, because I'm not at my piano keyboard this time. And my understanding is that each will have 5 minutes. So would you like a 30-second reminder toward the end or a 1 minute?
Well, in the case of Kayla, she will have two speakers.
Okay.
And Debbie will have one. Debbie, do you want to speak for yourself as well or not?
If Donna doesn't use it all and there's anything I want to say, but otherwise I trust her completely.
Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine. I'm just making sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And then Barry's talking for himself. Okay.
All right. So what I will do is say begin, and then I think I'll stick with 30 seconds to let you know that you have 30 seconds left. And I will simply say 30 to keep things simple.
Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you, Jason. Okay, we're going to handle this in alphabetical order by last name. Just because I don't know how else to do it here. So, and it kind of makes sense because these are the two people from the nominating committee, and they should come first. So we will call on Kayla Bentis. And Kayla, you're going to speak first. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay. And then Jason, do you want to count down and have them start? So, because you're yes. Timing. Okay.
Yes. 3, 2, 1. Begin.
Hey, thank you, everybody. First, I would really love to say how I am proud and honored to be nominated by the nominating committee to be voted on for the board of director. I also want to give a sincere thanks and appreciation to all of you who have been supportive during these past couple of weeks with my father passing. I have gotten everybody's emails and I really appreciate it. And, you know, being a board member, I plan to also provide the same care that you provided to me will be provided to you. So I really do appreciate it. And I really want to give you all the support that you need. Now I'll turn it over to Larry.
And I would like to take off of the fact that she is the exact example of who BITS should become a part of in a stronger way than we are. Kayla is 34 years old, had a brain tumor at the age of 9. And through her years of growing up, she has taken on a task and she has achieved those tasks through consistent presence in achieving the desire to learn. Much of that learning was on her own. Those of us who have been Braille readers or are currently Braille readers, she mastered grade 2 Braille in 4 months. That's how she actually approaches our website, the infrastructure that is here in our website. When you look at our website today, you look at Kayla Bentis. That is Kayla Bentis all over it. If she can't figure it out, if she can't get a hold of one of us to figure it out, she still goes and figures it out. She has built the infrastructure of what you're looking at today. And as a board member, she will continue to strive in that area. But here's the deal. We have helped nearly in 5 continents of the continents of the world, people where she has been on the phone, helping them resolve an issue, helping to build their user accounts. She has gotten the feeling of every one of the members of this organization that she has touched. And I can guarantee you that it's probably been over 200 folks. And I think that that is the type of representation that we need to have on our board, somebody who knows our membership, who knows where we are going, and as a young person can lead us in that direction through their enthusiasm, their passion for learning, and their drive to make a difference in what we do as an organization. She is a living example of that. Please elect Kayla Bentis as your next board member, and thank you.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Kayla. Next, we will hear from Debbie Hazelton's speaker. Donna Pomeranz, and I'll hand it over to Jason.
All right. 3, 2, 1, begin.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here this evening. I rise in support of a gem that is Debbie Hazelton. Debbie Hazelton is a gem because, like a gem, she is a being of many facets that have shaped her through her diverse life experience and choices. Debbie was born 3 months premature with a 1 in 1,000 chance that she wouldn't live beyond the first 12 hours of her life. Well, Debbie is here with us today, having overcome many, many barriers, sharing her heart, her experience, her knowledge with each and every one of us who wishes to partake. One of the facets of Debbie Hazelton is she is an author. She has written several books. Two of the book titles that she has written, one is The Courage to See. That book sold over 30,000 copies. A second book title was Solving the Self-Esteem Puzzle. Those are just two of the works that she has written that were published. Debbie Hazelton should definitely serve us, the membership of BITS, on this board of directors. It is imperative because she will listen. She will hear your voice. She will walk alongside you along the path that you choose to travel, bringing the barriers that some of us as people who are blind and visually impaired deal with. She will walk alongside us and solve those issues. She will bring the person to technology and technology to the person. Debbie is an interfaith minister. That is another one of her facets. Some of the words that have described her is a whisperer, a spiritual leader, an inspirational speaker, and a private consultant, and a holistic practitioner. And you will always know her stance. She has a wit in her delivery. She has humor, yet she can be a very, very deep and warm person. I would encourage you to allow Debbie Hazelton to serve, representing each and every one of us, no matter where we are in our journey, because we are here in the BITS family because we want to continue to be exposed, to learn, and to grow in this journey of technology. It doesn't need to bring fear to us. She wants it to empower us as human beings. She knows business. She knows relationships. She has been a coordinator of disabled student services. She has been a counselor. She has been a career counselor. She has allowed herself to be open. And she is using what she has learned through David Kingsbury's course in her current journey of teaching now. She's independently creating and doing PowerPoint slides for her college level students. And so I just encourage you to support Debbie Hazelton to represent all of us on this board of directors. And Debbie, if you'd close with a few words, please. Well, thank you, Donna. And I want you to know, Bits family, I am totally about people. I'm about all of us together and technology being there for us as we make more of a footprint in the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Donna. That was very nice. And last but not least tonight for candidates, we will hear from Barry. And I'll hand things over to Jason to count you down. Barry?
3, 2, 1, begin.
Thank you, Lisa, for placing me in nomination. I'm Barry Scheuer, and I live in the greater Charlotte area. I'm 74 years old and totally blind and have had a career as a lawyer, business consultant, consultant to many state insurance commissioners and governors on health care and insurance, along with actually working in the White House in the Clinton administration. I've chosen to speak on my own behalf, although there were other BITS members who offered and who would have gladly done so. I'm a BITS lifer. And quite a number of participants in this meeting know me and my wife, Kay Ann, from Guidelights and Gadgets, a technology and leather goods company we built and ran for 15 years. I've chosen to run not because the BITS board and leadership are doing anything wrong. Quite the contrary. The size, programming scope, and the expanding BITS outreach makes this convincingly clear. But one thing is missing. And that is where we as the blind community are at a crossroads when it comes to technology. We are a small market, and while inclusive accessibility is nice, many of us still need products designed to meet our specific needs. And what is happening now, and there has been a fear to speak about this topic in the blind community, because we both are grateful and dependent upon technology, is that blindness companies are now part of much larger conglomerates where decisions affecting blind people as consumers are driven only by profitability. The scales have become so imbalanced that our words are not only not heard, they are not even listened to. It has happened with Vispero, with Himselvis, and with Humanware. We have seen it in the insanity surrounding JAWS pricing, the short shelf life of highly expensive Braille products, and with escalating costs, making new technologies unaffordable. What can we do as an organization to accomplish change against this landscape? I built and ran companies for over 30 years. I've manufactured many successful low-tech blindness products. Many of you know the talking power bank we manufactured 10 years ago, and most recently the locking telescopic canes as two examples. I know how things are and how they should be made. We need as a community to focus on this issue. As a community, we need to become advocates for equality of fair treatment in dealing with issues of trade-ins, repairs, replacements, and upgrades. We're only going to accomplish these goals with the power of concerted action, making manufacturers know that failing to work with us will have consequences, as in no longer recommending or buying their product. What we need now is a vehicle that puts blindness product manufacturers on notice that we as BITS are monitoring them, are ascribing a code of conduct to which we hope they will comply and accept in writing, and then use our voices and our power when the companies continue to treat us with disrespect for our needs. Blind people have power in their survivability, and we present our stories. I want to help BITS be a proactive counterweight on the tech manufacturers, what they do, what they don't do, so and what they charge. I'm not running because I want to take over anything. I want to help BITS with an issue that I think I understand uniquely as a corporate CEO and consultant. I know I can help strategize to bring this issue forward as part of the astounding BITS leadership that has driven our member numbers skyward. We need not to be observed as products are shown to us. but as an organized, proactive force that uses our powers to bring issues and concerns forward. And when the listening stops or doesn't happen at all, we and the organizations that provide us with technology must act in the way that only truly respects our dollars and our cents. I ask for your support and your vote of confidence, and I thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Barry, very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is your slate of candidates tonight. Remember that we will take the top two candidates on the ballot as the board of directors that will move forward and serve on the board. Michael, do you wish to speak about the ballot? And Diane, we will be coming to you after that to talk about names, because we're going to draw two more.
Sure. So I will be happy to speak about this process so people are aware of how this will work. Two things. Number one, and for people's edification, Larry and I receive the answers of your voting options. So when you make a voting selection, we will only receive those answers. We will not see your name or your email address. So you are casting your ballot independently and confidently. When you go to bits-acb.org, if you are not signed in directly under the very first heading on the website, you will see a about the BITS organization heading, and there will be a link to log in if you need to log in. If you are logged in, you will see under the BITS organization heading a 2025 ballot with all of the questions. There is a selection of three checkboxes. You as the user can only pick two checkboxes. And then for each amendment, you can pick yes, no, or abstain for the three amendments, and then yes, no, or abstain for the question about the name change. You can use your heading navigation to navigate between these questions for about the next, I would say, 3 minutes, because I just discovered something, because that's what happens as we do things live. It will let you submit without making a selection on all the questions. We're going to go fix that. So you have to choose something in order to submit the form. Once you've submitted your ballot and you return, well, first of all, you will receive an email notification that is generated from your user account because you have to be logged in. So you will receive an email notification informing you as to what you cast your ballot for. Also, on the confirmation page, you will receive a notification, well, a confirmation that says, here's who we got your vote for and your answers to the questions. And then if you return to the home page, and this is also on the member corner, so if you're like, where did he say to go? If you click on member corner, you'll also see it there as well. But if you return to the home page and you see the BITS organization and then you down arrow, it will say you have cast your vote already for this selection and you will not be able to submit a second ballot. And back to you, Jeff. Hopefully that clarifies everyone's questions.
All right. And we'll call for comments near the end of the meeting here. But I hope that
Jeff, I need to talk about the other part of how the ballot is going to be structured in terms of those who text in or call in and make those numbers available to folks.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
Okay, so when you call in or you text in a ballot vote, I will be recording those down. I dictate them. What will happen is that your name will be made a part of the link that Michael is taking, and so your vote will actually go into the system to ensure that you do not have the opportunity to vote with me and to go into the system and vote again. So that's how we're preventing dual votes. My phone number is 360-561-3455. I would prefer if you have the ability to physically text, I would prefer that. If you have to call, you're going to go to my voicemail and you may cast your vote there. It will be imperative that you say, hi, I am Jeff Bishop. I am casting my votes for Jeff Bishop, Jeff Bishop, and I am voting yes, no, and no, or whatever you want to do on your ballot. If you don't vote for something, it will go in as an abstain. And if you don't give me a name, your vote will not count. I will not be doing it off the phone number. So I will need your name, who you're voting for. You get two votes for the board, and then I can take your votes for your other positions that you have. Karen will be doing the same structure if she is going to be available to receive text and or voicemail herself. Karen, would you kindly give your phone number?
Yes, actually, I raised my hand. So I'll be glad to do that. So, yes, I'm here in Arizona, Mountain Time, and my phone number is area code 480-652-3814. Again, 480-652-3814. And I'd be glad to take calls or text messages between now and 2:30 Eastern tomorrow. And anybody that needs assistance will be glad to support you in any way. Thank you. And again, thanks for this opportunity.
Great. Thank you, Karen.
And if we have a tie, Jeff, you will need to then call a special election vote. But you and John and I would have to work that out in bylaws and stuff. That would be the only reason we would need to come back together.
Yeah, we better not.
We better not. I'm going to come find
you. I'm going to go hide if that happens.
So I would prefer also ballots close at 6 p.m. sharp. There will be no late
Eastern
voting.
Time.
Yes, 6 o'clock Eastern time sharp. And I will be trying to cut my phones off, hopefully no later than 5 minutes to 6, so that we can then transition into the ballots. But please, by 6 p.m. tomorrow, and again, leave voice message and or text. Jeff, thank you for allowing us to serve in this role.
No, that's great. And it will be 6 o'clock, because I'm sure, Michael, you're going to set it up to just turn off.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Yep. And then I also, real quick, one last thing, because John mentioned it too. Each of the amendments are their own heading. If you down arrow from the amendment number 2025-01, et cetera, you'll hear the text of the amendment itself as presented in John's report.
Excellent. Excellent.
And Jeff, one other thing for the record, I need to know the amount of attendees that were eligible to vote who are here in this meeting tonight. At some point, or an estimate Why? Of that, because it's 2/3 of those present for the convention. It's not 2/3 of the membership. It is 2/3 of those in present. So I will need a number of who's here, and we'll eliminate
it. Okay, let's, John. Is
no,
that,
no. What? It's 2/3
of this those that cast a vote.
Of those who cast votes.
Okay, so it's not on. I thought you told me the other night for the ballot it had to be. That's fine.
No.
You're the boss.
No. We can't predicate,
Okay.
We can't predicate it on attendance at a meeting,
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I stand corrected. I thought it was those.
All right. So it's two. So it's said. Two. It's 67%. So that means
them that vote,
Right. So if it's 66.1, that is not 67.
Correct.
If it is, it has to be 66.5.
No, it has to be 67 because you're not
going
to.
Yeah, well, true.
66.7,
Well, thank you for clarifying, John. I thought you explained it to me another way.
That's it needs to be 67. We're not going to do rounding games here, guys.
Okay. 67. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. I think we've handled all of this. Michael, when will the ballot open?
It's open right now.
Amazing. Oh, really? So all of you can run and cast your votes right now.
I may even do that before dinner.
Amazing. Okay. Diane, we have three things to give out before we call for comments. And so we're going to do two from the people who registered, and then we're going to do one from the people who actually purchased the bits, item at convention. Because so we have a $100 prize to give there too. Okay,
that person does not have to be present.
That person does not need to be present.
That's
correct.
Right.
Okay. That's right.
Okay, so shall we do what we did before? So I will.
Yes, you give me a number.
Generate the number, and
you give
get
me a number.
Name.
I will tell you who it is, and you wrote down 144.
And I'll tell you if they're here.
Yes, and Chanel will tell us.
It's a trio. It's the way we work.
Okay. Delegating is so much fun. All right, let's see. Oh no, what's going on with my computer? Oh, I know what it is. I have to change my headphones. All right. There's still something going on here. Oh no.
All right, I'll take care of it. Just a second.
Okay. If I can get this going, I'll do the
next.
No,
you're fine. I'm fine. Okay, so I'm going to go to random.org because, you know, that's the way we go around here. And we're going to... Okay, we want 1 to 277. Okay, so... Hold on. Okay, 68. So it's going to be
even an F.
Okay, I can do it now.
Peggy McDonald.
All right.
Oh, no, hold on. No, is it?
Huh?
I'm sorry, Debbie McDonald.
All right, let me see. Lots of Deborahs, but no one of that name specifically. So,
okay, do you want me to do the next one?
I'm going to generate the next one. 171. So, three. Pamela Mast.
Yes, she is here.
Okay, very good. So she is the second winner, and we will continue with the third one.
Do you want to give me the number?
Yes. In this case, it is 173 on the spreadsheet.
173.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And 249. So add... Uh-oh, hold on. It would help if Jeff can type correctly. Dina Moodley.
Okay, how do you spell that?
M-O-O?
Uh-huh.
D-L-E-Y.
Yes, you've got
a
winner.
Okay, perfect. All right, so this is, and by the way, that number on the spreadsheet is 251. Diane?
251. Okay.
Okay. And I am now going to bring up the list of people who paid as part of convention, and which means our range will change. So, if I can. Uh-oh. Hold on. Okay, there it is. Okay. So I'm going to tell people how many we have so people know what our range is. Okay, we have 203 people who purchased a BITS participation item at the convention.
Affiliate donation grant.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Affiliate donation on the
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, whatever it's called. It. Okay. Yeah. And this person may not be present to win.
Yeah.
Okay, so this person is... hold on. There we go. Enable editing. You can't do a go-to without enabling editing, you know? Okay. What did I say? 189, is that right? Let me see. Yeah, 189. Okay, so in this case, it's A190. Ah! Caroline Taves. Is she here? She need not be present to win. So she will be the winner of that. And... Yeah, I think we're done. And that is at 190 on this spreadsheet, Diane. Okay?
Okay. Do you remember who was the number before that one, before 190?
We'll have to go back to 173, wasn't it?
Pamela.
Or 249. No, it was 251.
It was Pamela, yeah.
Pamela and then Dina Dalen Mootley.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay, you have it? Okay, thank you, Robin. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, so we've given out everything tonight. Our last item of business is to call for comments from the floor. And we will take a few of these. If anyone has anything that they would like to say at the annual meeting, then by all means, raise your hand. We'll call on you. Let's try to keep the comments. Well, it's up to you what you want to say, but we're not going to go all night. But we'll, you know, because it's late on the East Coast, so we want to respect time here too. Okay, so any hands?
Yes, we have a few. Let's start with Wesley Martin.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, so...
Barely. You need to get closer to your mic, please.
How's this?
If you can just talk louder, that would be great.
Okay, so I have a little pedantic thing. In the email that you get after voting, the question about renaming the organization is listed twice.
I have fixed that. Thank you very much. Okay. I noticed right. that too. Yep. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
And on the panel, we have Ann Bacon.
Okay. Ann?
Okay. I just wanted Larry to give his phone number again because I think I wrote it down wrong.
Area code 360-561-3455. And just prior to Jeff taking a motion to adjourn, he will call on me again. So get your writing devices, your recording devices, or your needle to draw blood, and we will give that number out.
Let's not talk about blood tonight. No, let's not do that. Okay.
Ready for another hand?
Yes, go ahead.
Rebecca Skipper.
Hi, yes, Miss Skipper.
Hi,
yes,
can you hear me? Okay. I just wanted to get clarification. Since we're not meeting tonight, I'm assuming...
Tomorrow.
I keep
we are meeting tonight.
No, I know.
At least I am. I don't know about you, but I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
good. That's good.
So are you going to send out an email right around 8 or email on Wednesday? How is that going to work?
Tomorrow is Thursday, and we will send out an announcement as soon as we have results.
Okay, I'm sorry. I freelance. My days get all mixed up.
That's all right. That's okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And next is Don Bilpuch.
Okay.
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on my earbud, so if you can't hear me.
Yes, we hear you fine. Everybody, okay. You can assume we can hear you unless we ask you to.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I just have a little quick thing. I have a little thing for John McCann. When I first came into BITS, I didn't know nothing. I was nervous and looking for resources. And I reached out because I didn't know if I was going to be able to afford it next year. And he stepped up and he was very kind to me at that time. And made me feel pretty welcome into this. And then when I had problems, he very kindly handed me off to the IT person, Mr. Watkins, and they both were very kind to me. And I just want to say that you have touched many, many lives and many, many hearts with everything that you have done, just from what I've seen on this board, more than you realize. And I think you will touch many, many more as in whatever in your new, well, not new, but in your membership role and any other things that you do in and outside of BITS. And I just want to thank you for giving this woman over here who needs them resources, who otherwise would not have had access to to resources that she couldn't get otherwise and desperately needed and still does.
Thank you so much. And the only thing we might ask of you is to give back to. So take what you learned and bring it forward. Okay.
Definitely going to do that. And now okay. I'm a Bits Life member, and I have to thank him for that too. Even though he didn't help, but I was able to get some money, and I'm glad I had a little bit of money to use for the sale.
Thank you for everything. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for that. Very kind.
Next is Terry Turlaw.
Hi, I just have a question about procedure. I wasn't sure for this business meeting, for the membership yearly meeting. Mm-hmm. Were members allowed to make motions or second motions, or was that a board prerogative?
No, you could have raised your hand.
Okay,
and we would have called on you.
Okay, I wasn't sure what the protocol was. Yeah. So
you could have raised your hand, and okay. We would have called on you.
Okay, it might be helpful. I do not know, but should you want membership participation in
we should have made that
making motions, you might want to make that clear. I would. Sure. I mean, I really appreciate this meeting. I appreciate Bits. I appreciate you. I really didn't have anything I wanted to say, but I was just curious about that. Thank you so much.
You're right. We probably should have done that. Okay. That's on me, and I own that.
That's okay. It's okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Next.
Next is Jeanette Kutash.
Jeanette,
the packet that you keep referring to, where yes. was I to find that?
It was sent out to the BITS members list.
But in an email. I should email. See it in an email somewhere?
Yes. Unless you have removed yourself from the BITS members list.
No, I haven't done that.
I understand. I understand. Some people have, and so, that wasn't really pointed at you. Then you will have received it as an email from me this morning for the packet. It went to the BITS members list. So that is where all the business of the organization is published, is to the BITS members list. Okay. If you need a copy of it, send an email to president, and we will, president at bits-acb.org, and I'll forward it to you.
I'm obviously not looking in the right place because
okay. Drop me an email. I won't remember 10 minutes after this meeting because I'm running out of steam here tonight.
And I'm sorry. What email address? One more
president at bits-acb.org.
Okay. We'll do. Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. You bet. You bet.
Tomorrow on the website, Jeff.
Yes, that will be true as well. And I have an updated document to share because we actually did get more information about Teresa or Terry Petrie. Her obituary was actually published. And so I have gone ahead and sort of refactored almost all of John's comments are in line as well, but we also put a link to the obituary just like we did for the others, as well as a short statement from the obit as well. So that will be a little bit different than what you heard tonight on the recording, but that will be represented, and I'll make sure that that is given to the IT community to place on the website. That was a late change. It came in late this afternoon. So it was after the speech was crafted and put together. Okay. So, and the presidential report will go out tonight on the email list as well, so that people can, if they were not here, then they'll have an opportunity to read it as well. Any other hands?
Oh, yes. All right. You have Dan.
Hi there. One thing that I had seen with the treasurer's report was that you're paying for Dropbox, but you're also paying for Office 365 and potentially Google. So I was just wondering why you have the multiple storage solutions like that.
Well, first of all, Google and Microsoft are free. We did for a while, we were on a different plan where we did have to pay for that, but we have since moved to a different model for both platforms. So that costs the organization moving forward nothing. And so those expenses are no longer being incurred. As for Dropbox, our goal is to eventually move away from Dropbox and solely rely on OneDrive as our platform. That there's a lot of moving pieces in that landscape, and that's just taking a bit of time because you can only imagine how many people are involved and what that process looks like. So we have a structure in place to do that, and we will be doing that in 2026.
May I make a comment also?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Dropbox, of course, was the first storage that we had in Bits, and we've had it
Correct.
For several
Ever.
Years. So, you know, a lot of it is a
legacy
time
issue.
Thing also. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Next is Stacy.
Hi. Just to clarify, we're not meeting tomorrow night, but we're meeting Friday night.
We are not. We'll have chat, but we will not have a meeting tomorrow night. But the election results will be announced.
Okay. And the next night we're meeting?
Friday night. I mean, unless David Edick tells me otherwise.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And next is Marvin.
Hi, how's it going?
Go ahead, Marvin.
I just tried to vote, and it said that I'm not. I elected voters. I did renew November 7, so I did reach out to Larry by email.
Okay. So if you feel that you are, and you obviously were a former member, so he should be
yes.
eligible, correct, John?
Yes.
No, I'm talking to John. Hold on.
He's eligible. He's on the.
Yeah.
He should
okay.
be on the.
So,
on the spreadsheet.
So
he's,
I don't know why his email is not listed there. So we will.
I have some ideas, but he is eligible. Remember, WordPress limits us to the use of one email address, Jeff. And so, if people have any issues, reach out to us. There's directions if you have issues. So you did the proper thing there, Marlon, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, not just for me, and just when other members have the same issue as well, so.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you.
And next is Donna Pomerantz.
Donna, hey, you already spoke.
I know, and I'm speaking again.
Oh, my gosh. We've heard enough from you already.
I know. I'm like a bad penny. Anyway.
No. They don't make pennies anymore.
Well, there you go.
You got to change that to a nickel.
You're awake. That's why I said it on purpose. Anyway, I just wanted to share and I think it's, probably on our end, but specifically for Jeanette and others, you sent out the email packet this morning, but it dropped into my box a couple hours later. So, Jeanette, you may have looked, and it wasn't there
before. In your junk mail folder, yeah.
Yeah, it might be in there now. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Donna. We love you, Donna.
Love you, love you.
Next is Catherine Richter.
Catherine,
hello,
go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for doing what you do. I'm very, very proud to be a part of this wonderful organization, just became a life member, and just appreciate you. My question tonight is, when do you imagine that there will be further updates on the Project Empower?
We will be putting out the next scenario for all of you this weekend, if not before, and we will begin to distribute payments to all of you probably after the 15th of December. So stay tuned. Money is coming your way. We should expect to have all of those payments out. Our goal is to have them out by the end of the year. But remember, we do have Christmas and we have other things happening. So, but we think we'll be able to do that pretty post-haste. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate
uh-huh.
you.
Thank you.
You might mention that we have worked with Microsoft and we have extended out our deadline because of the holidays an additional week into January. So you will have now through the full complete week, first
right.
week of January.
So it'll probably go to like the 10th or something.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that folks know that.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Thank awesome. You. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. I want to work with
and
you.
And next
there.
Is Sabiha Vora.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everybody.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you so very much. I'm really brand new to Bits and I'm already getting hooked. I mean, what a difference it has made in the only a couple of weeks that I'm only able to join like the chat on Fridays and Saturdays, but I'm really looking forward. So lifelong commitment. Yeah. Anyway, I was just asking about that the software, you know, the developers who spoke from AI Genie. How do you become a part of their beta tester?
We will let the community know what we're going to be doing there. We need to reach out to them and figure out what the timing is and all of that. But stay tuned. You too will get a present under the tree. Okay. Yeah.
Jeff, can I interrupt for about 10 seconds? And I just want to say, Marvin, you can vote now. It's available. It's fixed.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Michael.
And our last hand for now is Jamaica.
Jamaica, yes, we will call you.
Okay, I just needed to ask, is it okay if the donation comes in a little later on, it might come in January for me. There's just been too much going on. And
As far as your vote or as far as other things?
As far as the donation from the Miller.
No. That's fine. Don't worry about that. Okay.
The Miller Foundation.
No, don't worry about that. Okay.
We want to give this donation, but it just is.
Yeah, we understand.
It's not coming together.
Take your time. Okay.
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 Thank you.
When we are clear. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. If Debbie unmutes while I'm speaking, then we'll take her. But otherwise, it's getting a little late. It's about 11 o'clock on the East Coast. So definitely want to get people wrapping up tonight. I will accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
You did get another hand from somebody else. Do you want to take it?
Who is it?
Imca.
Imca, yes, we'll take her.
I had two quick questions on the vote.
Yes.
And on the bylaws amendments. The first amendment that clarifies the language about a majority vote, that it can be done by voice, is that just codifying what's been done in practice, or is that actually a change in practice?
John?
Yeah. What's going on here, Inca, is we are conforming to ACB practice. Before we put the word contested in before there, you would have had a result where, strictly speaking, even if someone ran unopposed, you'd have to put their name on a ballot. Why bother to do that? If it's uncontested, you can invoke the motion to have a cast a unanimous ballot, and it doesn't, you know, then you don't need to worry. In other words, in that instance only, you can have an election with a voice vote. But anything that's contested within the purview of Article 5.4 has to be by ballot vote.
Okay, and you could have it even if you had fewer than 10% of people voting?
No, you have to make sure that
enough people's voices are heard.
If it goes to a ballot vote, in that instance, it doesn't matter. You're not worried about 10%. Who's ever at the meeting can take the action. If it goes to ballot, then it has to meet the 10% threshold.
Correct. So we need at least 90 people, 92 people voting. So everybody that's here,
isn't going to be a problem.
Please don't mess that up.
And okay. My other question is on Amendment 3, the combination of the budget
audit basically audit goes away.
So does that mean that the finance committee will audit itself?
We'll be doing outside audits, or it won't be handled internally, because we're now in a different ballpark with assets approaching and actually surpassing, after the November Black Friday special, over $100,000. We're going to need some accountant help, and we may need to have an actual professional audit, not something done internally. Correct. So it's not that we won't conform to good financial practices and have that validated by an auditor, but it won't be done by an internal committee.
Okay.
Okay, and that's why you don't need the audit committee.
Anymore, correct. Because, correct.
Okay, thank you. That helps.
All right. Anything else, Imka?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you. I'm going to use my Python skills to write you a door prize creation program, and I'm back on mute.
Okay.
Sounds good, actually.
You're actually going to actually have it create the prizes? That's
no,
awesome.
No.
I mean, if you, yeah, just a random generator.
Sorry, generator.
Generate cash and all kinds
Zoom
of other...
is acting a little weird tonight.
I'll take the next iPhone next year if you want to start doing those kind of things.
No, but I need a holiday project. So now I have one. I can see you need something that will automatically pick the name.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Back on mute.
We'll expect a good product requirements document out of that.
And
okay.
Jeff, before you take a motion to adjourn, Karen, if you would provide your phone number, and I will then provide my number because we ask people to get their writing devices.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we're hearing someone's speech. Okay.
Okay. So this is Karen. My phone number is area code 480-652-3814-480-652-3814.
And she's only available at 12:30 or 2:30 Eastern time zone tomorrow.
Between now and 2:30 Eastern.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. And my phone number is 360-561-3455. Again, 360-561-3455. And I move that we adjourn.
Okay, I need a second.
Tyson, second.
Okay. I don't think that we need to vote on it. It's
no, it's non-debatable and non-amendable.
Great. Okay, so everyone, tomorrow night you'll hear the results of the election. We will ask that candidates then send their information to
Karen has an email, Bits email address, if you want him to go to Karen.
Let's handle it this way. Just have it go to the president email address and I will forward the mail. That's okay. Fine. So candidates, however this turns out, and good luck to each and every one of you, send your letter that you would like to have represented on the BITS members list. It will be forwarded with no change whatsoever made to it. So it'll be your voice. President@bits-acb.org. President@bits-acb.org. Good night, everyone. Thank you very much for attending. We appreciate each and every one of you. And we hope you have a good rest of your week and happy holidays to each and every one.
And the closing time is 11:11 Eastern.
I like that.
And tell your friends to vote. 41 of you have.
Right.
Oh, you only. Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. 41 already voted.
Woo woo.
All right. I'm going to press the quit button. So I assume we are ready. Good night.
Good night.